You know what else is going to happen? Is since there's an official right there, if you have any question or any of those three players have any question at all about a ruling, they're going to ask the guy.
Like that.
The biggest whiff is there might be, I don't know, 7 rule officials on a typical golf round,
and
they're not going to wait 20 minutes to get a ruling.
I'll tell you the other thing that they'll do. What's the biggest beef about golf right now?
It's hard.
Slow play.
Oh.
You got a rules official there. Wait for a rules official. Something happens. Hey, man, I got to embed a ball.
Right.
Well, they wait for one of those 7 rules officials to come on over. Takes 3 or 4 minutes for them to get there. Another 3
Not
four
only
officials.
That, they didn't see it happen.
Exactly right.
So
they don't know what happened, why it got there.
He said, she said.
You would speed up play. You would have much more honest. You'd have a lot more honest and clear game, and you wouldn't have issues of Ken Venturi coming out and saying, "Oh yeah, back 50 years ago, I remember something happened when Arnold."
I got screwed out of a win.
That's right.
9:48 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. See? Answers like that. That easy on the T-Box. Up next, we'll mix with the Rants, see what's going on with them, and tell you what will be later on today. You can win some good free stuff next on The Ticket.
Listen 3 times as much as the next guy when you dial into Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. 1310 AM, 1700 AM.
I don't believe it.
And 104.1 FM.
104.1 FM.
The Ticket Ticker delivers up to the minute sports news about our teams and our town 3 times an hour at 10, 30, and 50.
Break that down, player.
Interviews with big-name guests from the guys that live here, work here, and go to the games here.
Yeah, man.
Donovan Miller, Norm Hitchkin, Bad Radio, and The Hardline. Plus the P1 Wild Ass Circus at night.
E-Break Classic.
5-0 shutout. Kevin Blanford, for not knowing the proper call letters to KNTU in Denton.
Okay, we also have some audio from the guy whose life is pretty much over, Justin Neely. Apparently, we found an old demo tape from KUNT that he did, a little play-by-play.
What?
Yep.
I don't think that's the... I don't think those are the call letters.
I don't think that's the call letters.
Oh, my bad. I always get that mixed up.
It's KNTU.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I thought it was University of North Texas.
Well, it is, but I don't think they want to go by that.
God almighty. It's too late to dump it now,
wow.
Too.
I honestly thought that's what it was.
Man, that is one of the worst screw-ups I've ever heard anybody make on this station. And that's saying something.
Please talk free. Visit T-Mobile.com or a T-Mobile store for more details.
T-Mobile Family Time. Get more.
I'm Layla. 13 is a very lucky number for the Stars. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Harry, Mother, tell me what happened on the plane.
I couldn't resist it, Blanche.
Oh?
There we are, your mother and I. I'm sitting holding my suitcase, and here comes the flight attendant.
Uh-huh.
She says, sir, would you like to put your bag in the overhead bin?
And?
I said, no, let her sit in the seat like everyone else.
Not funny, Harry. Just for that, we're going to NTB.
National Tire and Battery? For what?
Tires, a new battery, wiper blades, and brakes.
Blanche, have you lost your mind? We can't afford all that.
Harry, NTB's closing out entire lines of select name brand tires. Goodyear's from $19, Bridgestone's from $29, Michelin's from $39, and NTB's own 40,000-mile radials from just $13.99.
What about the battery, wiper blades, and brakes?
NASCAR batteries from $39 take $40 off complete brake jobs, and when you buy one wiper blade, the second one's free.
Okay, Blanche, even I can't pass up right.
There it is. Every Sunday, you open the paper and you see an ad for laser vision correction at an unbelievable price. Too good to be true? Well, in some cases, yes. Let's say you have a surgeon with little experience. To gain that experience, he needs patients, therefore offers a low, low price. Don't be someone's guinea pig. Call on proven experience. Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, 214-328-0444. Dr. William Booth has performed almost 50,000 successful LASIK procedures and is one of the most experienced Intralase surgeons in the world. Combine Dr. Booth's experience with the improved safety and precision of Intralase, that's LASIK without the blade, and the improved results and accuracy of the wavefront guided treatments, and you've got first-class vision correction. Now that's hard to beat at any price. Call 214-328-0444 today to schedule your free screening. Great vision with a 20/20 guarantee or it's free. That's at Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, 214-328-0444.
DFW locations including Simmons at Motors, Central at Royal, Grapevine Mills Mall, Pipeline at Melbourne and Hearst, and Fort Worth.
The Ticket.
Ticket Ticker.
With a 5-1 win over Calgary, the Stars increased their home unbeaten streak to 13 games. Taco Bueno and TexasHealthSavingsAccounts.com ringing the ticker. Stu Barnes says it was a good game in all facets of play.
Everybody's just working hard. I mean, from top to bottom. And when you work hard, good things happen, individually and as a team.
Stars take on San Jose on Sunday in the final game of their homestand. The Mavericks have lost two in a row to Midwest opponents after a loss to Minnesota and last night's 113-100 loss to San Antonio. Don Nelson was ejected for arguing a technical foul called on Michael Finley. Finley was also ejected after he was called for arguing the elbow on Bruce Bowen. And the Desperados play this evening at Reunion. Pre-game's at 7:15 right here on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket kickoff is at 7:30. They take on the Grand Rapids Rampage. Desperados are 3-1 on the season. Rampage looking for their first win of the year. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box weekends on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Have another beer. Why work out? Our philosophy is no pain, no pain.
9:54 on The Ticket. Thanks for joining us on the T-Box. Rick and Craig out here at Down Dog Yoga. One block west of McKinney on Worthington, and we have a pair of Maverick tickets here. The first person who comes by.
Just somebody come by right now and say, hey, look, I want those tickets. You
we'll
got
give
it.
Them to you.
Go see LeBron James. They're great seats. They're $103 a piece.
How about that? So we're block west of McKinney on Worthington, and they'll be here for about another hour or so. So first person who comes here gets the tickets. I want to thank Brandon and Wayne and Doug out here for helping us out and back at the studio to Jason and MR and lovely Layla.
Layla.
We'll be at the Dallas Golf Show right after this. What are we giving away today?
Giving away
golfer booth?
Napkin rings.
Well, they look like napkin rings.
Yeah,
they're called
birdie
balls.
But they're birdie balls, and they're pretty cool. You need to come pick one up. Just tell Rick and I that you heard us on the T-Box. Go yeah. See our publisher, Susan Martin, if you'd like the magazine. Tell her how much you like it.
Yeah, she likes that.
Yeah. Come see us. We just want to talk to people.
Yep. And at 9:55, are the boys back there? Or no? Maybe? They are there. Hey, Corby. You there?
No.
Ticket?
It's not dead
it
early.
Yet.
You got me?
Hey,
Cor.
How are things?
What's up?
Hey, are you still doing the Desperado stuff?
Oh.
No, he's not. No.
Oh, because I'm going tonight.
No, it's unfortunate. You taking Matt?
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to see Matt because Matt is your son, by the way.
Right.
You know. But I heard yesterday at hockey practice he was really good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. We could sneak him in to play.
How old is he, like 13?
14 years old.
Wow.
He's just about as tall as I am.
Is he
Three
really?
Years away yeah. from being legal.
He's that tall?
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, they grow like weeds. I saw George was out there, and Blakey came out.
Is this like an off-air conversation you are having now?
No, we're on the air.
We're on the air.
We're talking about hockey practice.
Okay, it sounds like a phone call.
So, Blakey came out, and then Ernie showed up, and the whole gang was there.
I hadn't seen Blake in probably 5 years.
Hmm. So I'm sure the listener was wondering how long it had been since you saw Blake.
He's
and
grown
that's
up.
Why I said it.
He's grown up quite a bit too.
Yep. Yep.
I encourage everyone to go see Blake.
Yeah, come out to our practices.
Hmm?
It's something.
Is it Len Matisse?
Yes. Good job, baby. We have golf.
By the way, Craig, he clearly said McGee.
Exactly.
Just in case you needed another.
He's turtling right now.
Hey,
really? We better get to the bathroom.
Is that Matt's favorite sport?
Yes, he plays. He's on two teams. I think he plays hockey 6 times a week.
Good Lord.
And he was just running circles. He wasn't breathing hard, and we're all dying.
Well, he's 13. 14.
That's so 14. Great back then when you had stamina and you had
well,
you.
You
know what, though?
All night.
You know what? I don't want to be 14 through 18, though, ever again.
I don't
and there's
either.
Probably a good chance that I won't be. So,
because
those were the worst years. Those were fun years, but I hated it. I hated high school.
Everyone wants to go back and be younger. I don't.
I can't wait until I body switch with my teenage son.
Like, what's that Freaky Friday?
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Well, I don't know.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's, it'd be interesting. Now, Matt's going through a lot more than I did. I mean, I didn't even know what the heck a girl was till practically college.
And now he does.
They grew up a lot quicker nowadays.
Did you know phone conversation?
He has the advantage of eyesight. What do you mean you didn't know what a girl was?
What did you know before, girls or cocaine?
2004, Dave.
God, gonna Dave. Get mad at you.
2004.
He's gonna get mad. Just come up with something new. That's all I ask.
Go off in a coke rage.
Mm.
He's gonna take his nose off and throw it in.
Have you practiced all day?
Gonna rip his fake septum out and start waving it at you.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Look, titanium. These are the greatest jokes ever.
What did you ask, Rick?
I said, have you practiced at all?
Yeah. Well, I haven't been any station practices, but I have been playing in a league.
Ah. Okay. I heard Stern's taking private lessons.
Is he?
What?
What a jerk.
Are you kidding?
So cocky.
Yep. What a triple douche that guy is. Private lessons.
So he can just snowbird at center ice, try and pad his staff.
What?
Exactly. I didn't know there was such thing as
a take him out. You're,
do a toe
you're
touch at center ice.
You're bigger than him. You're larger than him.
Yeah, I'll lay him out.
You need to hit him. Shut up.
You're not playing this year, Gordo?
No, I couldn't this year. He's more valuable in the booth.
My, good point. You know, I had hip replacement.
No, that was Norm.
Oh.
Do you have anything funny this year?
Why is it every year Norm has to get a new series of gyroscopes in his hip?
Keeps him in balance.
Whatever happens with him.
Boy, it was so sad the other day when he had that guy, the kid on who's, or the father whose kid committed suicide up in Plano.
Yeah.
Terrible story. But listening to Norm.
Was he quiet, Norm? Just, I can barely say the next word.
No. There were several times, the sentence always started with, I don't know how to ask this.
But can you stay with us for another second?
Yeah.
He would be a great narrator on a somber topic.
Hey, he's really good at
good
that.
Voiceover.
He's really good at doing that. You know, I mean, he sucked me in for like 3 seconds by doing that.
All these reality shows, he'd be perfect. Anytime something happens, misfortune or whatever on somebody, just have him narrate, and it would be, tears would be streaming like crazy.
I don't know how to say this, but...
It's 10:27.
Do you guys, we have some Subway in there. Are you able to eat?
If you started eating again.
Any of you guys watch Curb?
Well, Norm, this happened like just 2 years ago.
13:10 to pick up. I realize that.
Any of you guys watch Curb Your Enthusiasm this week?
Yes. Great.
Might have been the funniest one ever.
You know what? Kevin Scott and Grego were talking about it. They thought it was terrible.
Oh.
What?
How?
I don't know. I thought it was funny too. You
the
know what?
The video was hilarious.
It was my favorite one because it wasn't like, they didn't try to Seinfeld it by tying every single thing together, you know?
Right.
I thought this was the most relaxed one of the year and it was the funniest one.
The video was my favorite.
I just love the phone conversation about, hey, sorry about her V.
Yeah.
But
funny.
But actually, can everybody relate when you're trying to watch something on TV and your wife shows up,
yeah,
you know, comes
so,
in and starts
so desperate
you.
To get back to
Wait,
watching girls gone
yeah,
wrong. I don't know. I don't know where it is. I think it's downstairs somewhere. He just sent her to a remote part of the house.
He was watching the Girls Gone Wild infomercial for people who haven't seen it.
Right. And
put it on the animal.
And when his wife came in, he had to switch it to the animal channel real quick, and he was just so anxious to get back to the commercial because he knew he was missing it.
Yeah.
And then she's trying to talk to him.
And then when he calls the 800 number to order.
Yes.
Yes, I would like to order the video, please.
Something about wildness or somebody's wild, somebody's gotten wild or.
I don't know. Someone's telling me, dude.
Why did he have to pretend like he knew so little about it? Like they're going to judge him for it.
And then when they sit down to finally watch it, and he has to go out to his car to get his other glasses. Put it on pause. No, I'm going to keep
I'm
on watching.
Pause it.
No, if I pause,
I'll rewind
you,
it when you come back.
I'll miss the plot.
But then
plot?
When you rewind
There's
it,
no plot. They're wild. They just go wild. There's no plot.
But then you rewind it, then I'll see it and rewind, and it'll give it away.
I know I'll miss something.
There was a really funny moment that I know a lot of people didn't catch because they didn't see the movie. When they were talking about watching it together, and they were like, "Oh, we're going to have an autofocus moment." Did you guys see autofocus?
No.
Yeah.
With Willem Dafoe and
Hogan's Heroes,
when they were
moving.
Yeah, well, they were down there just watching porn, and Willem Dafoe fishes it out, and just they're just sitting there watching it, you know. The other one's like, "Well, okay, I mean, I guess we can do this now."
I do that sometimes.
That show is a 20.
An odd company.
All right, what do you guys got today?
We got a big show coming up today.
Lots of stories and guests.
Really?
Oh, man.
Cornmo's going to be here 3 times.
Be back again?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Cornmo, our good, close, personal musical friend who lives up in New York City now, he's doing pretty well for himself.
For real?
Yeah. He's getting a lot of recognition up there, and
how well can he do, though?
He give you any kickback?
How high can that bit possibly go?
I don't know.
How big was the accordion? How big was Tiny Tim back in the
day? Yeah, I mean, Tiny Tim was huge. He got married to Miss Vicky on The Tonight Show.
He's got a niche.
By the way, on the concert calendar last night, Reiner was like, and Keb Moe out at the Ridgely Theater. Greg was like, that's that idiot that sings that Gary Busey song.
Poor Greg-o.
What happened to all the funny band names? I haven't heard those lately.
The ones that Dave and I came up with in year two of The Ticket?
They're in the end.
No.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's the very end.
Sacrilegious, disturbing band names ever.
I found that list, and I just go, why didn't I fear the Lord more back then?
We had about a 2 or 3 week stretch where that was the topic of discussion every
time.
Yeah,
coming up with the most offensive band names.
On the air?
No. Uh-uh.
I don't think we could read a single one of them on
No.
All right, boys.
Okay, thank you, Rick.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I guess we're done.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. I suppose by now you're all wondering why we talk about the sports page so much. You know Dallas-Fort Worth's only free sports weekly? Well, to be honest, we promised them 15 mentions a week, and we always over-deliver. But the truth is, we're proud of the fact that the sports page features Ticket Shtick on page P1 every issue. Stuff like Bob Sturm's Sports Snorts, special contributions, and HSOs from Norm, Dunham and Miller, and the rest of the gang. And you'll always find a dependable time waster in there, too, like the Ticket Chick of the Week. Bottom line is, the sports page is like The Ticket, only in print. If you can...
You're listening to The Ticket Sea Break Classic.
Thank you, thank you. Craig Jr. Miller for this ridiculous comment that probably never should have been aired. And evidently this is the new song he's working on. All right, what's going on besides the Arctic Blast?
Well, our lead story is that Descending Hunan has a new song. Care to sing it for everyone, Craig?
I forgot what it was now. I forgot how it went.
Who are you talking to?
Your part was, who you talking to? And then my backup singer sings,
Diarrhea Pants.
I'm working on new songs for the upcoming CD. Give me a break.
He's gone nuts.
He has. He's gone crazy.
No, I haven't.
Living alone,
the
being
job,
a hermit.
The job and the lack of love has driven him crazy.
Yep.
He has no one in his life who loves him or that he loves.
I have plenty of job and love in my life.
So what's your biggest concern about LASIK vision? The procedure, the results, the cost?
How about the experience of your surgeon? Now the Booth Eye Care and Laser Center has your answer.
Craig Miller here.
Along with Gordon Keith, Bob Sturm, and Dan McDowell for the world-renowned intralasik surgeon, Dr. William Booth.
If you want a qualified surgeon with great training, Dr. Booth graduated from Rice, Southwestern Medical School, and did his cornea fellowship at UCLA.
Patients come from all over the country to get wavefront guided customized intralasik from the hands of a true professional, Dr. Booth. Now it's your turn. Call 214-328-0444 and schedule your free screening.
Or visit the website at boothlasercenter.com. And remember, that's Booth with an E. Dr. Booth is your only choice when considering wavefront guided customized intralasik.
It's your best possibility at helping you achieve 20/20 vision or better. If you want LASIK, go with the world-renowned intralasik.
That's right, Bob. It's Dr. William Booth. Call him today at 214-328-0444 or log on now to boothwithaneelasercenter.com. 214-328-0444. Tell him the ticket guys told you to call.
So you're sitting there in your cubicle in front of your computer and look around and imagine. Instead of seeing miles of fabric-colored walls, imagine your new home surrounded by trees, looking down on a beautiful lake. And imagine it all inside the Metroplex at a price you can afford. Think it's too good to be true? Think again, and then click on the Lake Ridge icon on your computer right now to find out more about the greens at Tangle Ridge. It's a new premier golf community with one-acre home site starting at just $59.9, and it's spectacular scenery with towering trees, sparkling ponds and creeks, with no cube walls anywhere to be seen. Just click on the Lake Ridge icon on the screen right now to find out more, or call 888-218-1881. It's everything you don't have at work. It's secluded, private, with the space you deserve. You can even buy now and build later at the Greens at Tangle Ridge. Just 30 minutes from Dallas, Fort Worth, or DFW, Click on the Lake Ridge icon now to find out more. 888-218-1881 or lakeridge.net.
Or visit RodneyAnderson.com.
CTX Mortgage Company is an equal housing lender.
I'm Layla the Mavericks, not Wayne Want to Remember the Alamo, next on the Ticket Ticker.
Starting the beginning of summer rockin'.
Ooh, yeah.
Miller Lite, Duke's Original Roadhouse, and North Texas Toyota Dealers present Bone Star Jam. Starring Kansas. Bone Star Jam, Saturday, April 17th at the Addison Town Square. 93.3 The Bone's Bone Star Jam. Four great bands, one huge party. Kansas kickstarts the summer Bone Star Jam. Saturday, April 17th at the Addison Town Square. Original Roadhouse, your North Texas Toyota dealer.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you're hit by a salesperson promoting whatever they have in stock, then the sales manager, then the finance department. And along the way, everyone wants a piece of the deal that really wasn't such a great deal to begin with. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for, and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
All the standard installations on certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 3/31/04. Not available in all areas. Call Comcast for details.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Mavericks suffer in San Antonio. Sonic and American Broadcasting School bring you the ticker. They lose to the Spurs 113-100. Steve Nash says the Mavs didn't play well early.
And we just didn't come out with enough pride. And it came out like it was unimportant, you know, like we were punching the clock instead of trying to get somewhere.
Mavericks try to rebound with Yao Ming and the Rockets at noon on Sunday. The Stars are rolling. They are 6-0-1 on their homestand after a 5-1 win over Calgary. Three of those goals were scored in the third period. Stars take on San Jose tomorrow afternoon. And checking out the Ford Championship at Doral Leaderboard, some early action. Hank Keeney is shot 2-under for the day. He is 3-under for the tournament. Your leader is Retief Goosen at 9-under. Phil Mickelson, Craig Perry, and Todd Hamilton all tied for second at 8-under for the tourney. And tied for fifth, Alex Checa, Mark Calcavecchia, and Craig Peirce all at 7-under. That's a Ticket Ticker, a service of University of Phoenix. Call University of Phoenix Dallas Campus Counselor today. Ask about degree programs offered in North Central Dallas and in Irving. Call 1-800-MY-SUCCESS, the University of Phoenix. You can do this. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30, breaking sports news first guarantee. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant with Corby Davidson, David Lane, and Gordon Keith. We're going to be here for 2 hours keeping you informed on what's going on in the world as we reflect in this week's news. This is kind of our I guess, kind of our McLaughlin group. We tackle the issues of the day and kind of get the opinion from the right and the left. Of course, we have representing the left, Corby Davidson.
Thank you.
And representing the right, Gen X Davey Lane.
Good morning.
We start off with our first issue of what did you guys do on Thursday night that made you hungover?
We consumed alcohol.
Well, tell me what the story was. You're hiding something from me.
No. No. What's that story?
Could you give more details, Corby? What happened?
So
are you gonna? Is
$90 too much to pay
for Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Yes. For one ticket?
So wait, why are we avoiding this issue? Is this something that we're supposed to avoid?
Why?
No. I'm joking.
Oh, I don't know.
No, we went to the Old Monk.
Uh huh.
And then to the Barley House. And we had some roundtable discussions of our own.
Okay.
And then we came home. And then I had to get up and do a photo shoot yesterday morning, and I was extremely tired.
Hungover?
Such a shoot.
All right, let's start
by
off.
By the way,
I
had Supreme Victory
mm-hmm.
Thursday night.
As opposed to Supreme something else, which Corby is.
Mm-hmm. Supreme ass.
Yeah, if anyone wants to, Corby has a new website. I don't know if people know this. Go to CorbyDavidson.com. And you can see...
You can see me.
Yeah.
You can see both my first two wives.
Yeah.
I put pictures of up there. My hands.
Your hands. And then up at the top left, you'll see a picture of...
me and Danny.
You and Danny.
Hanging out together.
Yeah, just having a typical Thursday night at the Old Monk and Barley House.
Yeah. Yeah. Cute. I put that together last night.
Looks like it's really professionally done. I don't know. That's funny, Corby.
What do you have Supreme Victory on?
Well, you know the girl that we met there a couple weeks ago, the bartender.
Who's there? I mean, what's there?
At Barley.
Yeah.
Where's Courtney?
There? Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're talking to this girl that we had met there a couple weeks before, and suddenly the subject of age comes up. And, you know, she's like 22 or something, her friend's
mm-hmm.
21, and she's trying to guess mine and Corby's age.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, how old are you? I said, well, you know, what do you think? She said, I don't know, 26? And I just raised my hands in a V. Lemon Yellow Sun.
I was at home painting pictures when all this occurred. So did she guess Corby?
I can't remember. I think she thought you were like 30.
Yeah, I lost.
Well, Dave, that's good that Dave wins something.
Yeah.
I mean, after this massive string of defeats that mm-hmm. you've endured.
For 31 years.
Yeah. I'm glad you finally won something.
Oh, and Corby and she were bonding on skydiving, because she's going to go skydiving. Corby was trying to share his experience, get her real fired up about going.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me if I would ever go, and I said this the other night, and I haven't asked Erica about it, but I stand by the statement that I think Erica would rather me have sex with that girl, Courtney, than jump out of an airplane.
And you didn't tell Courtney this?
No, I did tell Courtney this. I haven't run it by Erica yet. If she had the hypothetical, either Dave goes skydiving or Dave has sex with this girl, she would...
Why does she fear skydiving so much?
I don't know. It's not necessarily just skydiving. It's just any risky activity. I mean, you could probably put a million different things in that category.
Oh. Bungee jumping?
Yeah.
But what if that girl has AIDS? Then it's risky.
That's true. Then you kind of have to pick your spot.
Literally. Here.
All right. Well, there's Dave and Corby kind of having fun there. Now then, let's get to issue number one. Can we have the sounder? Susan Wright was sentenced to 25 years in prison after the jury rejected her claims of...
Stop talking so loud. Give me a headache.
Let's do it. I'm presenting the issue.
Just do it normal.
This isn't right, isn't it?
That's not normal either.
Hey, that has to bob your head like this.
All right, so this chick down in Houston, who is pretty good looking.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. Even when she was crying her eyes out, which made her more attractive to me, she was on trial for murdering her husband. She claimed that her husband, Jeffrey Wright, was an abusive sort, and that he often beat her, that he raped her. He threatened her with a knife. She said he did all this on the night that she killed him. So she acknowledges she killed him, but her argument is it's self-defense, you know, kind of a burning bed situation. But jurors did not believe her claims and sentenced her to 25 years in prison.
So if you commit a murder on a burning bed...
No, burning bed's just it's a pop culture reference to a Farrah Fawcett made-for-TV movie back in the 80s, I think.
True story.
Yeah, based on a true story.
Tied that dude up and burned him in the bed.
Ryan O'Neal?
No.
No, I forget what that guy was. I remember watching that when I was a kid, though, and being creeped out.
Mid-80s, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. But it was my second exposure to domestic abuse outside of my parents' marriage.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time I'd seen it on television.
Right.
So
which made it more real to me. Yeah, it made it more real. So she claimed that abusive husband, but this is what she does. Jurors say that they believe that she seduced her husband and tied him hand and foot to the bedpost, making him unable to fend off the knife that she took to his head, neck, chest, and genitals.
Ooh.
She stabbed him 193 times with a butcher knife. We were talking about this in the morning show. I don't think if we brought it, we were going to take the Susan Wright challenge and see which one of us could stab a watermelon 193 times the quickest. Like, serious, good, strong stabs.
Or is it prison shank stabbing, where it's so violent and so quick, everything's done.
I don't know how anyone does that.
A millisecond.
The other prisoner's walking towards you. You're walking towards him, just like you're going to pass each other in the hallway. But at the very last second, you pull out a shiv and just undercut him right in the sternum about four or five times, pumping it real quick. And then you keep walking.
I banged her real good.
Hmm. Okay, Corby. So they didn't believe her, sentenced her to 25 years in prison. And I got to tell you, she's going to have an active dance card in prison because she's good looking. I think the ladies are going to enjoy her.
Do the ladies do as much of that as the guys do?
I think more.
Really?
Yeah.
And how do they, what do they do?
Everything.
Okay. Feminine stuff generally requires reciprocation, doesn't it?
Not necessarily. Why would you say that?
Well, I mean, it's probably...
What is this?
Lick it up?
Maybe. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Kisses. Still together.
Yeah.
We're commemorating it.
Maybe she'll be in the same ward as Martha Stewart.
Yeah, that's the other thing. All right, before we get to Martha Stewart, anybody have any other comments on this? So, would you guys like to take the Susan Wright challenge?
I commend her stamina, because I'm not sure that I could, with a butcher knife, stab someone, and it's not easy to puncture human skin, flesh, and bone.
Right. No, that's more difficult than the watermelon.
Yeah, and 193 times, she'd be in good shape.
If she had stabbed the watermelon that many times, she probably wouldn't be in this much trouble.
She wouldn't be in any trouble. It was a fruit.
I don't know if the guy was gay. But,
and you say she stabbed him in the head?
In the head.
I mean, surely there were times where she struggled to get the knife back out.
At what point was he dead after
That's
how many stabbings?
A lot of, I guess, prosecution witnesses were saying that none of these were, you know, instant death stabs. They were all like, I can't say they were all non-threatening. It was more of
It was more torturous?
It was more of a cumulative effect, yeah, that he was alive for most of this.
So maybe it wasn't a frenzied, you know, just psycho-type stabbing. Maybe it was a ritualistic kind of thing.
Kind of poking him?
Yeah, maybe she stabbed him 193 times over the course of 3 hours.
I don't know, but when we take the challenge, we're not just going to straddle the watermelon and just kind of slowly and ritualistically do it. We've got to see who can do it the fastest.
Please be careful. I can see that going horribly wrong. Where you kind of try to put your hand over there and you just go right through it, you know, because you're going real fast.
Gordon
doing that thing from Alien. Wasn't that in the movie Alien where the, what is it, the android?
No. Yeah.
Like in between the fingers?
Yeah, that was Alien.
I can just see Gordon going to town on the watermelon and getting that glazed look in his eye.
I don't sound like Daffy Duck when I'm stabbing things. Great, Beetle. So in the courtroom, they had this bed, I guess a
burning bed,
the actual bed. So they brought it in, and they had a guy tied up down there. I don't know whether there's a guy or like a Recessa Annie doll. But anyway, they had some human form tied to this bed. And the prosecutor, I think, was a woman. And she had gotten on top of this guy, straddling him.
Did she have slacks on, or did she hike up her skirt?
She had slacks on. She had slacks on. But still, it was really uncomfortable to see the footage of it, just going this.
She did the stabbing motion on the dummy?
I think so, yeah.
Creepy. You know, if she would have stabbed him one time and killed him and claimed it was self-defense, I bet she would have gotten away with it.
Well, she would have had to untie him.
Oh, he was tied?
Yeah, she had him restrained.
Yeah.
Oh.
She made him think that they were going to spice up their marriage a little bit.
You know, and I don't know
so
why.
So don't ever fall for that,
guy
Cody.
Falls for that ever.
Tied up?
First of all,
I don't want to be tied up.
I don't either. And so why does a guy say okay to that? Nothing good can really happen to you.
And you, I mean, when you're tied up, you can't pull their hair.
What does that mean? Okay, so the Martha Stewart case, we need to get to this next. Did this not shock you guys, the verdict?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the first, you know, she got off on the major charges, so.
Well, we'll tell you what the verdict was and our reaction to it next.
Yeah, good tease, Corby.
Hi, this is Kevin Scott. Join me and Dick Hicks from noon to 6 later today for Ticket Support Saturday. And what a huge show we have. We'll talk Mavericks basketball with a guy who has some of the hottest opinions around. That's Bill Walton. And then at 3:30, we'll talk NASCAR with Terry Blunt of the Dallas Morning News. And then at 5:30, our newest segment, a chance for you to sound off. It's Tell Those Idiots. And that's all later on today from noon to 6 on Ticket Support Saturday.
The D&M Leasing Charity Challenge on Ice 7, March 29th at American Airlines Center, has been blacked out. The only way you can see the losing team get their head shaved is to buy a ticket.
They all lined up. Oh, how humiliating.
The only way to see Hammer lay out Mickey Spagnola is to buy a ticket. The only way to check out chicks with sticks on ice is to buy a ticket. Every goal, every shot, every hit. Buy a ticket and see it in person, or you won't see it at all. Call 214-GO-STARS for tickets. The D&M Leasing.
It's the Tickets E-Brake Classics.
I protest. Thank God we get to listen to this again. I don't accept it the same way Marlon Brando didn't accept his Oscar. I send an Indian in my place to accept it.
All right, let's give it a listen.
And they actually quoted Sergei Fedorov's mother as saying it was a beautiful ceremony and she was happy to have Anna as her daughter-in-law.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
A misquote or something
makeup
gone wrong there. Yeah.
Well, it's the same paper that last year reported she was engaged to Pavel Bure.
Yeah. Oops. Put her on all fours and marry her.
What?
Also, do you know we're on the air? Also, in sexually active tennis news,
don't laugh, Rich.
Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf revealed. There you go. Gordo's fifth win. Your fifth win. Now you're in fifth place.
Yep.
In the emergency break of the week. As you move up the charts. Congratulations.
Look west, and what do you see? Pictures of the wife and kids, an office wall, maybe the bald spot on Bob, the accounting guy. Ooh, that's appealing. Look west from a new home site at the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch, and all you'll see is unforgettable views and splendid sunsets. Look around at Silver Lakes Ranch, and you'll see Amon Carter Lake, one of the top 10 fishing lakes in Texas, all less than an hour from DFW. If you're looking for a great place to build a home, click on the Silver Lakes logo right now. They're opening up the Preserve at Silver Lakes Ranch with an exclusive number of one-acre home sites on beautiful Amon Carter Lake. Imagine a home perched on a hilltop overlooking the lake and surrounded by huge hardwood trees. That's what you'll find at Silver Lakes Ranch, but these lots and deals won't last long. Click on the Silver Lakes Ranch logo on your computer right now. Log on to SilverLakesRanch.com or call 866-938-LAKE. You spend enough time cooped up with no view at all. Why not enjoy the views and the sunsets at Silver Lakes Ranch? Just click on the logo right now and find out more about Silver Lakes Ranch. Call 866-938-LAKE.
I strongly support his reelection.
I'm Ralph Hall, your congressman for the 4th District, and I approve.
We at the AAC, but it was the same result. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
When a photo from an ordinary printer gets wet, it might sound like this.
Oh, baby, I like the way you move.
Faith.
Oh, baby,
watered down.
I like the way you move.
And washed up. But use an Epson All-in-One, and you'll get something entirely different.
What's he talking about?
I'm talking about this.
Oh, baby, baby, I like the way you move.
You see, with Epson's exclusive DuraBrite ink, you'll get pictures that resist damage from water. So even when wet, they're a hard act to follow.
I could have done that.
Right. For more information about brilliance that lasts, visit Epson.com.
You can find Epson's full line of ink.
Crazy Eddie has got a deal for you. Bring us your cash, your tax return, your dog.
Seems like in every car commercial, the dealer squawks about their hottest sale of the year. But face it, once you get to the dealership, you soon find out it was never a deal at all. I'm Lynn Critcher with American Auto Lease. We don't have a fancy dealership, no crazy balloons, and no floor models we're trying to put you in. Our leasing consultants have one mission, to find the exact vehicle you're looking for and secure the best lease payment we can possibly find for you. Visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com. Our website's going to give you instant quotes and answer many of your leasing questions. And if your question can't be handled digitally, give us a call at 888-65-LEASE. We may be America's best choice for auto leasing, but we're based locally. We're truly changing the way the Metroplex buys cars one lease at a time. Again, visit us online at AmericanAutoLease.com or call us toll-free, 888-65-LEASE. Step out of the dealership and into your new car.
This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Brothers Plumbing, Cruise One, and the Great Outdoors. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket.
The Stars continue to roll at home as they beat the Flames 5-1. Stars erupted for 3 goals in the final period, and Brendan Morrow says that wasn't the only advantage.
Things got pretty chippy late in the third, and we've been able to deal with that pretty good lately, and if we get the advantage on the power play, usually we can get a couple in that way, so I'm not sure exactly where the game turned around in the third, but we had a real solid effort.
Stars are 6-0-1 on their current homestand. The Mavericks have dropped 2 in a row to opponents in the Midwest after a loss to Minnesota. They also lose to San Antonio last night, 113-100. Michael Finley was ejected for arguing a technical call on Bruce Bowen. Don Nelson was also ejected for arguing with the officials. The Cowboys have offered offensive tackle Adam Meadows a contract. The deals have not yet been released. Meadows started 5 games for the Colts last season, and he has been in the league for 7 years. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:50, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The
Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey Trophy is at stake during D&M Leasing's CCOI 7. March 29th at AAC. Brought to you by Remy King Insurance. Get your tickets at 214-GO-STARS from Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
It's 10:32 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant.
By the way,
Corby Davidson, Gordon Keith, Gen X Davey Lane from 10 to noon on Saturdays.
Next Saturday, Gordon?
Yes, sir.
The Rant will be live on location at what I think is the biggest day that Dallas has.
It is. It's become kind of a Dallas. Dallas is a destination for this now.
Is it really?
I think so. I think
people
it's becoming
out, come from out of town for this?
Well, I mean, if Burleson's out of town.
Yeah, okay. It is the Lower Greenville St. Patrick's Day party. We're going to be in your neighborhood, Gordon, right in the heart of it.
I've been down there before. I like that. Is it Lower Greenville?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll be broadcasting from Stan's Blue Note on the roof.
And what time does the parade start? Because it starts earlier than I thought. Starts at like 9?
Yeah. I mean, it'll be a zoo. By the time we're done,
yeah.
I mean, you've been down there 100 times. It's unbelievable. They block off the streets down there by Stan's and the Blue Goose and the Dubliner and Torelli's. So you got like 3 or 4 square blocks where it's kind of a mini New Orleans scene.
Yeah.
Where they sell beer. Can you walk around? Year. Can you walk in the street with beer?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. It's totally enclosed. And I would think that they should expand that fenced perimeter because they were having to wait for people to leave to let people in last year.
Yeah.
It was so crowded.
It's ridiculous in there. But it's
I think it's great that Dallas has something like that now. It's something that has become its own party for the year, you know?
It's such a huge party, and there's so many hot girls that come out for this.
Oh. Was that you and I that we were together last St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah, we were stalking those Mavs dancers.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Remember that one?
The tiny one?
The tiny
the
one?
The roommate?
Oh. Gosh.
Y'all just kind of spilling beer on your faces.
Well, what happened was, you know, and this was later in the evening, I guess, at night.
It was like 8 or 9 o'clock when things were kind of winding down.
And Dave and I guess we had started at Snuffers. We kind of hooked up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you start walking south on Greenville and just hit all the bars and have a drink, you know. And we got synced up with this Mavs dancer that I'm friends with named Renee, and she had some of her hot girlfriends with her.
We weren't traveling with them, but we would always end up at the same bar conveniently.
We got synced up, you know, on the bar hopping schedule. So they eventually get creeped out by us, I think.
Y'all gonna go to more bars? We are too.
Can I please look at you? We hear there's another bar next there.
There's a beer right there.
I heard they got a beer behind the bar.
We're going to follow you. So,
how did we end up together?
Because
it wasn't planned.
Why
weren't
you?
I
mean, I was down there.
No, but this was after you had left. I think I called you to see if you wanted to get something to eat.
Because
you hadn't been out at all day.
Right. And I know what I had gone down to Snuffers. I'd walked to Snuffers just to eat by myself in my own lonesome, pathetic, scared world.
Did we just run into each other?
Yeah, I think we were kind of ran into each other.
Yeah. I can't wait, though. Next, it's going to be fun down there.
And you're out of town this week.
And I've got a funny story to tell you, something that happened at that Snuffers night that I can't tell on the air.
Uh-oh.
Corby, I'll tell you guys later. But
you're out of town. You're leaving, what, tomorrow? Monday?
Yes. I have a kind of a confession to make. This is very awkward, but... And I was going to wait till later in the show to say it, but since it came up, I need to say it now. I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadents. That's not my confession. No. Immediately after this show...
You're going hungry?
No. Get off that song. I don't know why that song even came up in my mind. I will be entering drug rehabilitation for abuse of prescription pain medication. I'm addicted to the most serious kind, which is the OxyContin, which is also called hillbilly heroin. Doctors, every expert says it should take you a year and a half in rehab to get off of this stuff, but I will do this in a week and a half.
Attaboy.
Besting Rush Limbaugh's record by 3.5 weeks.
Wow.
Took a lot of courage. A lot of courage.
Thank you. Thank you. So I will be gone for the next week and a half, so I will miss the St. Paddy's Day rant. Which I hate leaving you guys in the lurch, but, it, you know, it's just time that I...
Think Daniel want to come
it
out with
time.
Us?
It is time. Huh?
Think Daniel want to do the show with us?
No.
He won't wake up?
No.
Not even for St. Patrick's Day?
How late do you think he stays up every night?
4, 5?
A lot of times, even if he doesn't go out, he has problems sleeping. So if he gets to bed by 2, he's really happy, no matter what the occasion is. No matter if he's just sitting there watching TV from 10 o'clock on or whatever.
Whether he's tanked or sober.
Yeah.
I heard that.
So, he probably averages 3 o'clock.
Jeez.
It's a tough life.
Poor guy. Pray for him. Keep him in your prayers.
So, are we going to talk Martha Stewart verdict?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much, Dave. That's a good producer, keeping us on track.
Thank you.
That's what I like to hear. All right. So, Martha Stewart, she was on trial for...
racketeering.
Conspiracy.
Rape.
Obstruction of justice and lying to federal investigators.
And watermelon rape.
For her sale of that Imclone stocks. This is the thing. You know how much she saved by selling when she did?
$40,000.
Yeah, $40,000 to $50,000.
In commissions?
No, just that's just what she would have avoided losing.
But it was
losing.
Millions of dollars.
No, it was $200,000 worth of stock.
Oh, that's it?
That's it. That's it.
Why did I always think it was...
No, it was such a small-time deal for her... who is worth multi-millions of dollars. And she has this whole empire, and she sinks it all by trying to save $40,000 to $50,000. Or $53,000, I think I've seen that figure too. So the jury deliberated 14 hours over 3 days after they were handed the case, and the 8 women and 4 men found her guilty on all 4 counts that she was up on, and she could get 20 years in prison for this.
Wow.
Now, she won't get that much time.
I thought it was 5 years total.
No, 20
years. 5 years for each count.
5 years for each count, yes. But a total of 20 years.
And $250,000 fine for each count. So, essentially, she could lose $1 million on a $40,000 savings.
And they say that she will most likely get at least a year in prison.
In prison, though?
In prison. Federal prison. Some federal prisons are bad and other ones are okay, I've heard.
Martha Stewart in prison.
In prison.
So she was using insider information?
Yeah,
basically.
That's what it was.
She cheated.
But, you know, when you read the case, I sat there and go, which one of us wouldn't have done that? It just doesn't seem like it's illegal. All she had was a stockbroker that said, hey, the owner of this company is selling his shares. Maybe you ought to sell your shares. This was on the eve of an FDA announcement of whether or not they were going to approve this drug that Imclone was banking on.
Well, and you can, I mean, I guess maybe not instantaneously like your stockbroker could, but, I mean, any average human could look up and see if board members or executives are selling their shares of stock. I mean, those large transactions are a matter of public record.
That's true, but there's obviously something we're missing here in this case of why this is so clearly wrong. I mean,
because
the details I've read, it just seems like, well.
Because he found out. The FDA wasn't going to approve the drug prior to the announcement. Somehow that's illegal.
I don't know, maybe the crime is seeking out the information, but if you happen to hear that and you have all that stock, certainly you're going to sell it. You're not just going to sit on it and go, you know, it's morally right to sit on this stock, even though I'm going to lose $40,000.
Well, I don't know. I think we're in over our heads here.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can talk intelligently about anything, Gordon.
Wow.
Bring it on.
Ooh. So she's going to go to jail if she loses her appeal.
What is she
now,
worth?
She vowed to appeal this. Oh, man. I have
a couple
no
hundred
idea.
Million?
She owns a couple Kmarts, doesn't she?
I don't know.
I mean, seriously, her net worth is in the hundreds of millions.
Yes. Certainly.
How old?
62. And I think she looks good for 62.
That yesterday. Yeah. Some guy's doing really well for himself right now who's in his 60s and handling that.
I think she looks good. I love the way she does her hair. She still looks, you know...
She's classy.
Mm-hmm.
She's very classy looking.
She's not lesbian.
But I've heard she is a...
Really?
Yes.
Just complaining nonstop.
No,
yeah,
you're not doing it right.
When I worked for that Channel 11 show, Positively mm-hmm. Texas, I went up to New York one time for the grand opening of the Princess Cruise line. And I was on a ship with who's that dead guy? Robert Urich.
Oh, yeah.
And Gavin McLeod, I think.
John Ritter?
No, he wasn't up there. But Gavin McLeod is up there. Anyway, there were a bunch of celebrities, and I was covering the opening of this ship. And the photographer and producer that I had up there, which were freelance guys that the station had hired, were local from up there. And the producer guy had worked with Martha Stewart for forever. And he had just split off from her like a couple years before. And he just told me some wild tales of just what a absolute biatchity that she was. And just, man, just evil. Just basically evil. And even in this trial, stuff like that was coming out, where she was, like, calling Merrill Lynch, and she didn't like the way that the receptionist answered the phone and wanted her fired and just bragged on this poor girl and made her all upset.
I'm sure that that didn't help her with the jury. I'm sure the women on that jury, if they didn't already have a bias against her,
yeah,
heard all that. Now, that witch.
Yeah, I don't care if she is guilty of this. I want to see her punished.
I used to love Anna Gasteyer's impersonation of her on SNL. She had it down. Perfect. That's why she's the greatest female cast member of that show.
Anna?
Ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Huh.
Anna Gasteyer.
Better than Victoria Jackson?
Yes. Better than Jan Hooks?
They're close.
I love Jan Hooks. I thought she was great.
Tina Fey?
I don't think
Tina Fey is so overrated.
Hot.
No, she's not. She's got like stroke mouth.
Stroke mouth, huh? Interesting. All right, coming up next, I suffer from it. Thousands of Americans suffer from it, and I found out that a lot of P1s suffer from this. We'll talk about it next.
This is The Ticket, Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station, established in 1994. 10 years of talking ticket, music, the Hardline, Fake Jerry, Bad Radio, Quick Hit, Wild Ass Circus, Sweet Grego, The Incredible P1s, The Interrupter, The Old Gray Wolf, 2 Minute Drill, Jub Jub, Junior, Muse in the News, Gordo's Corner, Mickey's Ranch Report, Picks of the Poll, Homer Call of the Week, The Throwdown, Cobra, Snake, Cobra, Ticket Ticker, Ribby Paul, Stick It Up Your Tailpipe, Captain Doodoo, The Overcuster, Norm's Dad Joke, The Rams, The Elf.
You're listening to E-Break Classic.
This, the meltdown on Channel 8 last Sunday night.
Scored some big power play goals there and got the tie out of it.
Well, we're going back over this way here. Apparently we've got some trouble hooking up Star Center Mike Madonna. Let's come back to him in just a little bit. The Stars do play in Nashville Tuesday night. Then they'll have their next 5 games in Dallas. Let's keep going here, boys and girls. There's no reason to stop now. The NBA also... Go ahead. Come on. We're stopping right here until we figure out what we're doing. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come right.
Oh, so tense.
Boy, the audio almost doesn't do it justice. The look on his face was so bitter.
Well, congratulations, Dale. We'll take it down to Channel 8.
There it is. Every Sunday, you open the paper and you see an ad for laser vision correction at an unbelievable price. Too good to be true? Well, in some cases, yes. Let's say you have a surgeon with little experience. To gain that experience, he needs patients, therefore offers a low, low price. Don't be someone's guinea pig. Call on proven experience. Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, 214-328-0444. Dr. William Booth has performed almost 50,000 successful LASIK procedures and is one of the most experienced Intralase surgeons in the world. Combine Dr. Booth's experience with the improved safety and precision of Intralase, that's LASIK without the blade, and the improved results and accuracy of the Wavefront guided treatments, and you've got first-class vision correction. Now that's hard to beat at any price. Call 214-328-0444 today to schedule your free screening. Great vision with a 20/20 guarantee or it's free. That's at Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, 214-328-0444.
Want to save thousands of dollars? Just maximize your media player and click on the Quail Springs Ranch logo sometime in the next 60 seconds. Because if you're looking for the perfect place to build a home, the perfect place to live, then you need to know all about Quail Springs Ranch. It's a former game reserve filled with lush meadows, sparkling ponds, and towering oaks. And it's the perfect place to build your next home. If you move quickly, you can save thousands during the pre-development sale at Quail Springs Ranch. You don't have to buy in the next 60 seconds. Just click on the logo, log on to quailspringsranch.com, or call 866-710-9378 to find out more. Quail Springs Ranch has 2 to 5 acre home sites available for just $29.99, and it's only minutes from Fort Worth or Weatherford. Imagine looking out a window and seeing the rolling horse country of Parker County, instead of looking out that window and seeing your neighbor's house or the office building next door. Move quick and you can save thousands of dollars in pre-development savings. Just click on the Quail Springs Ranch logo or call 866-710-9378.
Mother even says she drives.
She's always looking for a way to get even, isn't she, Blanche?
I'm Layla Mark Cuban. May get fine for this one. Again, next time to get tickets.
Oh, Canada.
D&M Leasing Charity Challenge on Ice 7. Subway Team Hardline and Speedy Oil Change Team Leader.
Drive these two teams hate each other.
They do hate each other. March 29th at AAC. Brought to you by Remy King Insurance. Get your tickets now by calling 214-GO-STARS.
That's 214-GO-STARS.
History will be premium parking and private entrances to exclusive access to private clubs and conference areas. Call 214-221-TEAM.
All our friends up there, all their company owns them for them. But they're definitely individual ticket holders up there. We have good time with as well. Food is great. Food's great up there. The drinks are good when they make them at the bars.
Very generous drinks.
Well, I think that's just because they want to.
Tell them no, willing to will.
It's great because you can do all the games and all the concerts, and you can't beat that.
The platinum level at American Airlines Center has arrived. Call 214-221-TEAM.
Yeah. And the concerts are fabulous, I might add. We've seen the Eagles, Elton John, Billy Joel.
Safe, covered parking, private concourses, concierge service, wait service at your seat, wide, comfortable seats and aisles, and excellent sightlines. Platinum level seating at American Airlines Center. Call 214-221-TEAM today and get yours.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
Ticket ticker!
The Mavericks 113-100 loss to the Spurs certainly had some drama. Michael Finley was called for a technical foul on Bruce Bowen, and Finley said to the refs that he was fighting back. Finley was ejected for arguing, and so was Don Nelson. Mark Cuban had some harsh words for the officials.
Refs are supposed to see that. Refs are supposed to see that. It wasn't the only occurrence during the day. And again, it didn't impact the outcome, I don't think, but it's, you know.
Mavs play Houston on Sunday. The Stars are now unbeaten in 13 games at home after they beat the Flames 5-1. Stu Barnes says they can't let up just yet.
You know, we've been saying it all along in this homestand. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We just want to keep going at an even keel here and try and win hockey games.
Stars face San Jose in the final game of their homestand tomorrow. Checking out the local college basketball schedule, it gets started at noon with TCU visiting UAB. 30 minutes later, you've got three games. 12:30 features Baylor playing at Oklahoma, Texas Tech playing host to Iowa State, and Oklahoma State playing host to Texas A&M. At 3 o'clock, you've got Nebraska taking on Colorado. At 4, K-State plays host to the University of Texas. And at 5, you've got Rice taking on SMU. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
At Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, we realize the economy is up and down, which is why we remind you that the best cure for a plunging Dow is a plunging neckline.
Since everyone on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Okay, on CorbyDavidson.com. If you go to the front page and then you, well, hold on. Let me publish it real quick. If you go to the front page and then click next down at the bottom, you'll see a funny picture. Look at this, Dave. Next.
Oh, God. Where, okay, they just Photoshop
Danny's
That's
head.
Not Photoshop.
That's a real picture.
That's at Ticket Stock, like 3 years ago, right after I sang.
Oh, when you're all sweaty and everything?
Oh,
so gross. Oh, yeah, some fan has put up a fan site of Corby Davidson.
You.
At CorbyDavidson.com.
You own me.
I love fan sites.
Corby has a new nickname, too.
What is it?
Just call him the SF.
Yeah, I saw where your title is up on the page.
Yeah, you wrote it. Stop pulling the strings of my life.
I'm not pulling the strings of your life. God, I could just look at that all day. yeah. Wonderful. All right. I suffer from something, and I spoke about it candidly on the air yesterday on accident.
Oh, yeah, your social anxiety.
Yeah, and I got tons of email on this. People saying, social anxiety?
You on Paxil or?
No, I'm not on Paxil. I'm on, I told you, OxyContin.
Oh, right.
That's how I treat my self-medicine. So, yeah, I talked about how basically I've gotten really, I have a lot of social anxiety.
And you're a germaphobe, too.
Meaning what?
Meaning that I'm uncomfortable around people. I'm uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable all the time now. I basically am not comfortable in my own skin in life.
God hates you so much.
I know he does, and he's punishing me for something.
Why are you uncomfortable around people?
Because, you know what, and I think the ticket screwed me up even more. I've always been kind of uncomfortable around people, but could always handle it. And then the more the ticket has grown and everything, the more of a recluse I become.
You are a hermit.
I know. I know.
There's no
doubt. And it's because I get nervous in public. I get nervous in social situations. Even when it's just me going to the grocery store, I get so nervous, afraid that somebody is going to talk to me, and then I don't know what to say back to them.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. It's weird. It's just weird.
I'm more comfortable around people.
You need to seek treatment.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Surely that's treatable by one session with a doctor.
They call it, you know, I don't know that I actually have this, but it's social anxiety disorder is a disorder. It sounds kind of hokey to me, but, you know, heck, if it helps someone to put that label on it and they get treatment for it, then fine.
So wait, you've got a lot of emails from other people who
all these P1s that suffer from it, and everyone's saying, you know, hey, don't feel abnormal. I'm the exact same way.
I never come to road shows. I hate people.
Well, that's the thing, and the reason this whole thing started was someone emailed me and said, Gordon, you know, at TicketStock, I noticed that you hang back quite a bit and you know, stay away. And it's because...
Oh, now I see where this is going.
He's just formulating an excuse for the P1.
This is perfect. This is great for you. The reason you don't like to talk to P1s is because you have a disorder.
Right.
Now it all works.
Right.
Now there's a built-in excuse every time. Oh, I don't even want to approach you.
You know what? I'd love
to say hi to him, but he's almost retarded like that, so I'm not going to even go up to him.
I've got a special helmet on, so I guess he's suffering from the disorder right now.
You need to put a helmet on.
You got a drool?
You need to put an old 30s leather football helmet on that says social anxiety disorder on it.
And it always kind of looks like I've had a lobotomy or something. Look like Randall McMurphy. What's his name? Wasn't it McMurphy?
And we need to wheel you out in the Hannibal Lecter dolly. That's you. We just prop you up on stage and put a headset on
just
you.
Nodding.
No, okay. So,
hello, Senator.
So no one identifies with me.
No.
Dave? No one? Anybody?
I mean, he's retarded.
I'm socially retarded, but I don't have.
But you don't get nervous.
Disorder.
Like, you like going out to public places.
Yeah. Some, I mean, not all the time.
See, here's where I think the ticket does enter into it. Is because whenever you meet someone who listens to the ticket, you are an ambassador for the station. They will walk away from that meeting with some impression as to what the guys at the station are really like based upon your encounter with them. And I'm always paranoid that I'm going to fail in that and tick them off or not talk to them long enough or in some way make them feel like I'm a jerk. And so that...
All they want to do is shake your hand and say, hey, I enjoy the show.
Yeah.
They don't want a conversation.
That's the thing. And I end up talking to them 10 minutes longer than they want to talk to me. And, you know, they're like looking at their watch and everything because I want to make sure that...
That guy's weird. What a freak,
they
man.
Keep trying to make excuses why they have to go. And I'm just, well, hold on. And so thank you.
I was making a cheese pie the other day and...
A what? What's a cheese pie?
When I'm not finished.
So that's it. I get paralyzed with fear, and I just get nervous. I'm not saying that this is, you know, crippling to the point where I can't interact with people.
But maybe it will be by the time you're 45.
Right. All I know, it has gotten worse as I've gotten older.
So get some treatment.
One word.
You know, and there's something else, though, and George brought this up off the air and said that no one would ever understand it on the air, therefore he wasn't going to go on the air with it. And I'm not just throwing George under the bus. Well, I am throwing him under the bus, but this is real. He said, you know, there is something to having a job like this that people don't understand. Like, after you get off the air at 10 in the morning, you just kind of don't want to talk. Do you get that?
Because my problem is I go home after the show, and my wife gets home about the same time. And so a lot of times I just want to go home and just sit there.
And the wife always wants to talk about
it. Yeah, and
day.
She's like, what? But I think that's really stereotypical of marriage, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is.
But
I think other guys...
I'm tired of talking.
Other guys who maybe have a job that they have to sit there and not talk all day, I think when they get off the air, when they get out of work...
When they get off the air...
I can't identify
metaphorical
with,
air.
With anyone... I can't identify with any other job.
You're not on the radio?
I think everyone was. When they get out of work... And they go and meet their buddies. They just want camaraderie and talk and everything.
Right.
They haven't done it all day.
They haven't talked to one human. They've just been on a computer all day.
But there's something about this job that when you get off the air, you want silence. And you just want to just sit there.
Yeah.
At your house. Maybe you read. Maybe you just sit and watch TV. Whatever it is. But you want to totally veg out. And that's a weird thing about this job.
How do you veg out?
Veg.
What? You didn't hear me properly today. No. So, anyway, I get this email from P1. Don't feel abnormal. I walk around looking at my feet so I don't have to make eye contact and possible conversation with strangers or casual acquaintances. I needed help carrying a piece of furniture at a department store recently, and I was too intimidated by the idea of talking to someone that I actually waited 25 minutes for someone to come ask me if I needed help. I guess I'm a freak, plus I always feel like people are laughing at me. Yet I'm usually the one laughing inside because most people are idiots. You're not alone. Signed, Marcy. So the question is,
she hot?
What do you look like? Email me back. You got the email address. I'm here from you. Let's go to Steve on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket High.
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm a freak like you, Gordon.
You are?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It does get worse, and it really, really beats you down.
So
you know you're a freak, but...
So wait, did it start off rather innocently and then build up to this where you can't get to speak to anyone? Or I mean, I don't understand where it starts.
How about, you know, I think it starts out you are kind of shy normally, and then it just kind of snowballs, and you don't realize what's happening while it's happening.
So are you still suffering from this? Are you medicated or what?
No, I don't. I probably need to be, but...
How old are you?
26.
That's perfect.
Really? What's your coat sign? All right, thanks, Steve.
What size shoe do you wear?
Regular.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I got a lot of email from people like Steve and this Marcy, and just a lot of people suffer from this. And, you know, like I said, it's not this huge, it's not crippling to me yet, but it's something that I've become more aware of that it's concerning me now. And so that's my whole point, is that maybe I need to head this off pretty quickly before it does become crippling.
You know, I don't like to talk to
people
either, you know, unless they're my friends. So you know how I walk,
I do that too. I've gotten
walk.
To where I try to walk as small and as unnoticeable as possible with my head down.
I'm a slouch too.
Make yourself small.
I hunch over horribly. I do it when I drive. I hunch over and my head is staring straight down. But I've done this since I was like 4 years old. It's always been that way. But I don't think it's a
spinal bifida.
Do you get nervous when like you enter an elevator and you're dreading the moment when that person's going to start talking to you? And you know you have to engage in small talk, and you know you have to say tired, stupid, meaningless things that everyone says.
I think you fear the random encounter with someone, but like when you're in a big group of people with your friends or whatever, but there's a lot of people around you, you feel uncomfortable there. Like if you're with your buddies, just hanging out, talking, but there's, you know, 500 other people around you, that makes you nervous, or is it just when you're by yourself?
It's mainly more when I'm by myself. But even with friends, like, I get worried that I'm going to go out with friends, I'm going to have nothing to talk about. See, another problem of mine is that I hate small talk so much that if I'm not having a, you know, this meets you down, Dave. You know, every time I talk with anyone, it's got to be something philosophical or some issue, you know, and it's always because
I
hate
the other person cry.
I hate meaningless talk so much, but most of interaction with people is meaningless pleasantries, which you have to do to let the other person know that they're good enough and that you don't hate them and you like them and they like you and they have to ask you how your day is going, although they don't really want an answer to it. You know, it's all that meaningless BS. But I hate that stuff so much that I just try to limit the opportunity I have to get involved in it.
You need to drink more.
No, I don't. Oh, no, I don't, sir. Let's see. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
I have the same problem. I'm in sales. I can't stand talking to people at the end of the day.
Oh, because you talk all day for sales?
I talk all day long. At the end of the day, I just want to go home. I want to watch the TV. I want the kids to shut up.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go.
Oh, maybe that's a little more. Hey, Corby, what's going on, man?
Not much. Sorry about your disorder.
This is?
No?
It's Mike from Arlington. From Interlochen.
Oh, hey, Mike.
Yeah.
How are you?
I am forced to talk to people all day. And when I get home, I just don't feel like talking anymore.
Well, don't take it out on your kids.
David, you're on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Yeah.
No, not you, David. It's different David.
Yeah, I'm 17 years old.
Oh, uh-huh. Great.
And I go to high school. And,
oh, yeah.
What's your coat size?
And when I walk into the cafeteria, I just, like, sometimes just, like, tears fill my eyes because I, like, sometimes I just have, you know.
BM.
No, David, exactly. He's talking about the
well,
social.
Well, don't go in the cafeteria because that's where the poor people hang out.
Yeah, you need to go out to Taco Bell.
Go out to eat.
No, yeah, it's illegal at our school.
It's a what?
Illegal. They have on-campus lunch.
They have closed campus.
Where do you go to high school?
You don't hate me for this. I go to Mesquite High School.
Oh, I don't hate you.
Why would I hate you for it?
I do.
Yeah, Dave does.
See,
I'm worried about you because you're awfully young, and it's already gotten to a bad point with you if you're welling up.
Do you have friends?
I actually have tons of friends, and that's kind of what kills me. Because, you know, like, sometimes I just dread talking to them, and it's not because I hate them, cause, you know, I don't. But just, like, walking down the hall, like, our halls are, like, completely, you know, packed, and, like, just the idea of, like, making eye contact with someone just kind of kills me sometimes.
I know.
Well, sometimes,
see, I'm right there.
Sometimes I will feel like I just don't have the energy. You know, I'll see someone that's an acquaintance, and I will, you know, avoid eye contact and, you know, not go
because
out of my...
It would drain you to sit there and...
Right, not go out of my way to, you know, not see them, you know, and avoid them, but, you know, hope that we don't run into each other.
An acquaintance?
Yeah, just if you know
some randomoid guy that you kind of know that you don't want to talk to?
Yeah, and not that I dislike them.
You just don't want to make small talk.
Yeah, it's just that I don't have the time or the energy to devote to
that conversation. Trust me, they feel the same way.
But so why do we have to be forced? Why do we all feel obligated?
You know what?
If we all feel the same way, why do we feel obligated to engage in this meaningless banter and small talk?
Odds are if you and I ran into each other at the grocery store 2 hours from now, I mean, we're not going to have anything to say to each other, but we'll have awkward eye contact and we'll walk up.
Right.
And e-shopping, yeah.
Why can't we just say, hey, Corby, I don't want to talk to you.
And then we'll
say, I don't want to talk to you either.
And then we'll try to one-up each other with a stupid line
and then we'll say bye. That's exactly what we always have to do.
Snack wills, huh?
Every time we see each other, if it's going to be a brief encounter, we always have to each issue a joke, and then we go our separate way. But there's no need for it. I think you're funny. You think I'm funny. We know that we like each other. We just need to say, hey, I don't want to talk to you.
All right, next time.
Okay.
What do we do, though?
Huh?
Like, we walk up and say, I don't want to talk to you. And then we keep walking?
I think you say hi.
That's the new greeting.
Or do we say anything? Do we just walk past and nod?
It would be too funny if we just looked at each other down at each end of a grocery aisle and just nodded and then walked on. That would be weird.
What if that did become the accepted social greeting when you shake somebody's hand or you know see them.
Yeah. Hi, I have no interest in talking to you.
Hi, I don't want to talk to you. I'm going to start doing that.
Okay.
Hey, Corby, how's it going? I don't want to talk to you. You just walk on. And you have to sound like that.
Okay, we have a lot of people on the phone wanting to talk about this, and I'll share another awkward situation with you next. It's 11:07 on the ticket.
Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTBK Sanger.
So play with one club, driver gets the snub.
Play 18 holes with just one club. The 6th Annual Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket One Club Tournament. April 10th at Westridge Golf Course in McKinney. $99 gets you golf, breakfast and lunch, a cart and free t-shirt. And it all benefits Big Brothers Big Sisters. Register now at theticket.com.
Get to play golf, not with my club. Don't give me the snub, come on to the one club.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Shorty. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
Hey, here we are, Bob and Dan for Dish Direct one more time. Now you can get satellite TV in up to four rooms with two Dish Networks, 8 and 11 high-def satellite systems to go with your HD-ready TV. Plus, now you can get DVR capability in two rooms. And while supplies last, it's all free when you sign up with Dish Network.
All told, $1,200. Over $1,200 worth of equipment and the professional installation from Dish Direct is always free. So what we're talking about is they come out to your house, they will wire up four different rooms, they give you the HD hookup on your roof, they will wire you up with the Dish PVR, the DVR, in two different rooms, 100 hours of recording capability there, and it's all free. All you got to do is call. They're out to your house within the week, and you are watching your new satellite TV system.
Other satellite dealers come and go, but Dish Direct has served you since 1996 with 70,000 satisfied customers. Call right now, 888-834-1999. That's 888-834-1999. Log on to DishDirect.com. Call Dish Direct today,
888-834-1999.
Good morning, it's Big Dick, and you are not going to believe where I am. That would be Bass Pro Shop in Grapevine. At Bass Pro Drive in 121, we're going to be out here until 1 o'clock, giving away ticket prizes, also Razoo's gift certificates, and a big old party going on out here at Bass Pro Shops. The Taste of Texas going right now. Sample gourmet foods from around Texas, including fried fish by Wally Marshall. He's here. And cinnamon roasted pecans. They have those as well. Extended shopping hours this weekend. Saturday open until 8. Sunday, or rather at 8. And Sunday open at 9. There are speakers, seminars, and tank demos going on with Fishing by the Pros. And Chef Bonnell is here from Bonnell's Texas Fine Cuisine. And he will be doing cooking demos as well. So come.
E-Brake Classics.
You got me now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hang on there. That's...
Uh-oh, what did I do there?
No!
He just hung up on the boot winner.
Oh, Freddy, call back. Fred,
you see, this is the problem. When you're Polish, you've got these giant fingers. Notice the absence of like, Polish
Well, I can't say penis. There's a couple of them.
Oh, my gosh.
What? But I've got these big, fat fingers, and I hit two buttons occasionally. And, being a klutz, it's part of life. It's, hey, it is. Next up.
I'm out.
Wow.
I'm way out. Okay.
I think we might be hearing this one on Friday.
Wow. The Norm had no clue, I guess.
No, he had no idea what he was saying.
He had no idea what we found so funny. He still doesn't.
Let's go to NTB.
Mother even says she drives.
She's always looking for a way to get even, isn't she, Blanche?
I'm Layla. It was dirty in San Antonio. Next on the ticket.
We are world-renowned spine surgeons and specialists.
Men and women at the center of back and neck care.
Treating conditions from simple to complex.
Because no pain is too small.
We are Texas Back Institute.
We are pioneers in innovative procedures and research, including 4 artificial disc studies.
We are chiropractors,
spine surgeons,
physical therapists,
occupational medicine,
sports medicine, and more.
We are state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services.
We are committed to customized patient care,
including non-surgical alternatives.
We are teaching the physicians of the future.
We are 7 convenient Metroplex locations
with a main campus at Presbyterian Hospital of Plano.
We are Texas Back Institute.
Relief starts here.
Call us at 1-800.
So what's your biggest concern about LASIK vision? The procedure, the results, the cost?
How about the experience of your surgeon? Now the Booth Eye Care and Laser Center has your answer.
Craig Miller here.
Along with Gordon Keith, Bob Sturm,
and Dan McDowell for the world-renowned intralasik surgeon, Dr. William Booth.
If you want a qualified surgeon with great training, Dr. Booth graduated from Rice, Southwestern Medical School, and did his cornea fellowship at UCLA.
Patients come from all over the country to get wavefront guided customized intralasik from the hands of a true professional, Dr. Booth. Now it's your turn. Call 214-328-0444 and schedule your free screening.
Or visit the website at boothlasercenter.com. And remember, that's Booth with an E.
Dr. Booth is your only choice when considering wavefront guided customized intralasik.
It's your best possibility at helping you achieve 20/20 vision or better. If you want LASIK, go with the world-renowned intralasik.
That's right, Bob. It's Dr. William Booth. Call him today at 214-328-0444 or log on now to boothwithaneelasercenter.com. 214-328-0444. Tell them the ticket guys told you to call.
Stock calls only. Plan excludes certain uses, taxes, fees, installation, extended area, and universal service charges. Extra credit restrictions apply.
The ticket.
Ticket, ticket.
The Mavericks suffer a 113-100 loss to the Spurs. Wolverine Booth and Carmack bring you the ticker. Mavs were down by 26, but they decreased the Spurs' lead to only 5 points before they end up losing. Steve Nash says the team played flat.
I mean, we just didn't come out with enough pride. We came out like it was unimportant, you know, like we were punching the clock instead of trying to get somewhere.
Mavericks try to rebound against Yao Ming and the Rockets on Sunday. The Stars are riding high atop a 13-game home unbeaten streak after a 5-1 win over Calgary. With the win, the Stars are within 4 points of Pacific leader San Jose. The Sharks come to the AAC tomorrow. And the Rangers defeat the Royals in spring training 10-5. Joaquin Benoit had a run, 2 hits, and 2 strikeouts in 2 innings pitched. And A-Rod made his debut with the Yankees. He went 0-2 and had a run in the Yankees 7-5 win over the Phillies. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of the University of Phoenix Dallas campus. Call University of Phoenix Dallas campus counselor today. Ask about degree programs offered in North Central Dallas and in Irving. Call 1-800-MY-SUCCESS. The University of Phoenix, you can do this. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Subway Team Hardline versus Speedy Oil Change Team User. Pick the starting five for each team in the D&M Leasing Charity Challenge on I-7. Vote now at theticket.com from Rainy King Insurance and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Too scared to talk, too scared to live, social anxiety disorder. Gordo with you. This would be my last broadcast because I just fear words now. It's gotten that bad. Just in the commercial break, it rapidly advanced.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never seen such a progression in a patient.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're going to take a few more calls on social anxiety disorder and why you hate people, too, just like Dave does and I do and Corby does. And then I'm going to share with you a very uncomfortable situation. Cody on line 3, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hi, Gordo. I have the very same disorder, but I've kind of figured out a perfect response for when people start talking to me. Do you want to hear what it is?
I don't know.
I usually just, when the first word leaves their mouth, I just bite them in the face.
Good idea.
And then I urinate on their leg and run away.
I think he's poking fun at your disorder.
Sir, I'm sharing with you.
Hallmark cards.
You say Hallmark cards?
Listen, Gordon is basically telling everyone that he is retarded in a special way.
No,
stop making fun of him.
Ryan, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello.
Yeah.
Gordo.
Yes.
What do you think about my disorder here with the going to people's houses?
What?
I'm a telephone technician, and I have to go to people's houses to install or repair phones.
Uh-huh.
And you go to the door, and it's really awkward. They're either sometimes they're rude, maybe mad because their phone's out, or they just don't have any communication skills, and it makes it really awkward. But you have to because it's your job.
So, but you hate talking to people?
Yeah, to a certain extent. It just if they you know can carry on a decent conversation, it's okay. but sometimes it's just real awkward. They're mad. Do you have any pointers for me or anything?
Yeah, quit your job.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think you have the disorder. I just think you just, if you're dealing with rude people, no one likes to talk to them.
Yeah. Hating people is not social anxiety disorder.
Yeah, it's a different thing. Tim, you're on Sports Radio 13, send the ticket.
Hey, Gordo.
Hey.
Hey, you know, I'm like you. I work in retail, and...
I don't work in retail.
You didn't really do that.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, obviously. Anyway, I talk to people all day, so at the end of the day, I need to decompress, too, and, like, I don't want to be bothered for, like, an hour after I get off work, because people annoy me after a while. But what you always talk about how you hate small talk, and you want to talk about something more serious, but you can't, you know, walk up and go, so what do you think about, you know, something real serious right off the bat? You know,
yeah.
How do you get to that point? Because you have to go through the small talk at some point, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, with the three ones, it's not that hard because I can just ask them whatever question.
The three ones?
The listener.
Oh.
No, it's
sorry.
Funny. It is funny.
It went over my head. You got me there. Well, in general, when you're out of, like, you know, when you're on Greenville and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a total stranger.
Yeah, like if you're just talking to someone new for the first time, how do you get past small talk?
You don't. You just have to do the small talk and be done with it. I mean, you can hopefully try to make a joke, you know, that's a little bit more advanced than, you know, just a silly joke. And if they respond to it, you may think, oh, well, they may have kind of the same sense of humor, and then you can joke with them.
But then they look at you with that catatonic look, and you're like, oh,
yeah,
no.
Then you're like, oh, geez, I just made a fool of myself.
And then you got to make another joke that's even funnier, and you put all more pressure on yourself.
I know, and then you have pressure to be funny.
That guy over there just made a joke about my anus.
Ryan, you're on Sports Radio 13, send the ticket.
I go to Mesquite High School, and I have severe social anxiety disorder, and it's been diagnosed. And
you need to hook up with the other guy from Mesquite High School.
I just wanted to tell you all the...
Is this the same guy?
No, this is James Gum.
Oh, wait.
Sorry, go ahead, Ryan.
I just wanted to tell you all the worst story that happened to me before.
Okay.
I was in the hallway, and I was talking to a girl, going to ask her to prom, and the disorder hit me. I hadn't had my medication, and the diarrhea all over.
Sad one.
And...
Said she go to prom with you?
No, she started crying.
She did. And what did you do?
I ran to the nurse's office, and I was like, I have diarrhea all over. And she was like, get out of here, freak.
I can't believe the nurse said that to you.
So then what did you do?
I ran out to my car, my mom's car. It was almost time to go. And she was like, get in the trunk, freak.
Get in the trunk.
She wouldn't let your diarrhea pants in the car?
I don't blame her.
No, it was horrible.
What color?
Is your mom black?
Mostly brown and green.
Okay.
John, you're on the ticket. Oh, John?
Yeah.
Okay, there you are.
It seems that I can only talk to girls after I've been drinking a few, and it's really getting to be a problem because I'm a loser and I don't have a girlfriend, and I'm 23, and I can't get laid.
Wow.
Man, I'm getting depressed.
You know what? I had this conversation the other night.
You have it all the time.
Yeah, when David was 23, this was...
Yeah, you are me, sir. But... We were talking the other night at the Barley House. When I was your age, and...
John, is your blinker on?
Yeah.
When I was...
I'll turn my blinker off.
Okay.
When I was John's age, all the way up until, you know, my late 20s...
last Thursday.
Until I got engaged, I would always go, you know, to wherever we would go with the intention of maybe talking to a girl, you know, hopes that... Might meet somebody that you might see again, and maybe it might lead to, you know, friendship or going out or whatever.
What do you mean, my friend?
To the desperate bar scene.
Are you kidding?
You were
never looking for friendship when we were going out.
Okay, I was looking
10 years ago.
I was looking.
You were looking for.
Yes, we know. Thank you.
Animal love.
Crime. So, I always would get blasted because the liquid courage would help me. You know,
talk to girls.
But
you would pass your window?
Yeah, but then
there's, you know, that happy middle ground, but you keep pounding them, and then you get to the
then
point of being
drunk and can't do it.
Yeah, an obnoxious man that you have the courage to talk to them, but they don't want to have anything to do with you.
So basically, did you ever talk to them, or would you just get so drunk you'd realize, man, I can't talk to them?
No, I would talk, and sometimes I'd pour a beer in their purse. Remember that story?
Do you realize, why did I hang out with you?
Because I'm...
I was so hamstrung with you at my side.
Because I'm fun.
God.
But the other night, I you know, we had that night at Farley after ticket stock.
Yeah.
And I was still recovering from the food poisoning.
And you didn't drink.
And I didn't have a single drink. I had, you know, some Diet Coke for the caffeine buzz. And
so
that
how'd
was
you
it.
Do?
Well, it was amazing that I never or hadn't in so very long been at a bar past, like, you know, midnight or 1 o'clock when I was totally sober and everyone else was plowed.
Mm-hmm.
And it really made talking to people that much easier and amusing because they are the ones with the lost facilities or faculties, and you're, you know, you don't have the pressure to perform because they're easily entertained. Because
you can just look at them condescendingly then.
Right. I'm gay. So I missed the boat. My advice to Jason is when you go out to the bar, maybe have a couple, but don't get plowed, and then wait for the girls to be plowed at the end of the night and then go talk to them.
And then plow.
Right.
I was basically walking around with luggage with you.
Yes, you
were. A psychiatrist's dream. Phone's ringing, Gordon.
It's 11:23 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Coming up next, an extremely uncomfortable situation. Hi, this is Kevin Scott. Join me and Rich Phillips tomorrow from noon to 6 for a big afternoon of Ticket Sports Saturday. At 12:30, we'll talk about the Mavericks with the great Bill Walton. And then at 3:30, NASCAR gets geared back up. We'll talk about everything auto racing with Terry Blunt of the Dallas Morning News. And at 5:30, our newest segment, Tell Those Idiots. That's all tomorrow from noon to 6 on Ticket Sports Saturday.
Guitar slingers, slide players, and shredders. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, Guitar Center, and the 27th Annual Guitar Show are looking for a player who can rip to perform the national anthem at the AAC for the D&M Leasing Charity Challenge on Ice Day. If you have what it takes to cut heads and drop jars, we want to hear from you. Log on to theticket.com for more info about the how and the where to. And the top five finalists will audition live at Guitar Center during the rant on March 20th. The winner plays the national anthem at the D&M Leasing CCOI and wins a brand new guitar.
E-Brake Classics.
Pat, whenever you go around, depending on the site of the game, I mean, let's face it, 91 celebrities don't turn out in Indianapolis for the game. I mean, it's a nice place and everything, but it's, you know, it's not the place to see and be seen in this world. But now, Washington, Pat. You were at Washington. Who do you bump into there? Who's at the game? Who are your friends? I mean, Washington's a place to see and be seen these days with the Redskins playing well.
We were in Jacksonville.
That's right, I'm sorry, Pat. The game was in Jacksonville.
Well, Fernando, what are the standings?
Boy, I'll tell you what. He is the Yankees of E-Brake. Norm, in just over 6 months, has 7. He's now in second place, only one behind Gen X Davey Lane.
Wow. Man, that's impressive.
He is Derek Jeter.
He is.
So you're sitting there in your cubicle in front of your computer and look around and imagine. Instead of seeing miles of fabric-colored walls, imagine your new home surrounded by trees, looking down on a beautiful lake, and imagine it all inside the Metroplex at a price you can afford. Think it's too good to be true? Think again, and then click on the Lake Ridge icon on your computer right now to find out more about the Greens at Tangle Ridge. It's a new premier golf community with one-acre home site starting at just $59.9, and it's spectacular scenery with towering trees, sparkling ponds and creeks, with no cube walls anywhere to be seen. Just click on the Lake Ridge icon on the screen right now to find out more, or call 888-218-1881. It's everything you don't have at work. It's secluded, private, with the space you deserve. You can even buy now and build later at the Greens at Tangle Ridge. Just 30 minutes from Dallas, Fort Worth, or DFW, click on the Lake Ridge icon now to find out more. 888-218-1881 or lakeridge.net.
www.bluesblazersfb.com details or call 1-866-808-1820.
Hey, 3G's Gordon Keith here for North Texas Nissan. I'm here with my good strong buddy, Gen X Davey Lane, who has a testimonial he'd like to give you about Corby buying a vehicle at North Texas Nissan.
You know, Corby was too drunk to drive the other night, and I drove home his North Texas Nissan Frontier pickup. That was a sweet little ride.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
Corby got a great price on that. You know, and I believe that was a quality used vehicle from North Texas Nissan.
Yeah, I believe it was it was maybe a program car. Had just a few miles on it. It's good as new.
Well, whether it's used or new that you want to buy, North Texas Nissan is the place to go if you are a P1, because they are owned and operated by a P1. Kevin McGowan has been listening to this station for a long time, and, you know, he doesn't have the huge budget that a lot of these big corporations have. And he said, you know, when it comes to advertising, I'm going to spend my money with the ticket where I can reach out to other P1s just like me and then come on the lot, and this will be like, it's like your own personal car lot. Thanks for your assist there, Dave. All right, the 2004 full-size Nissan Titan for just $20,792. $20,792, or $295 a month. How about a 2004 Nissan Altima V6, 3.5 SE, top-of-the-line Nissan Altima for just $19,992, or $272 a month? I don't know if it has GPS in it.
Top-of-the-line, it might.
It might. Check it out.
Yeah,
North Texas Nissan's there for you.
Ask Kevin if he'll throw it in.
And North Texas, take two. Hey, Gordon Keith here.
No, don't just start from where
you
left.
Good point. Good point. You pay no sales tax on almost every car and truck on the lot. They'll double your down payment or triple your trading value at North Texas Nissan. The P1 owned and operated North Texas Nissan on I-35 near the Shady Shores exit in Corinth, Texas, just north of Lake Louisville. It's North Texas Nissan, brother.
I'm Layla. The stars keep rolling at home. Next on the Ticket Picker.
What if you had to make a big decision, but you were limited to a few choices? You wouldn't buy the first house you saw, would you? Or a new car without taking any others for a test drive? Doesn't make sense, does it? Well, the situation isn't much different when you go to an ordinary electronics store. It may look like they have a lot of selection, but actually, they don't. You see, when you sell everything from DVD players to dishwashers, you don't have room to stock all the audio-video products you should. At Ultimate Electronics, we make the investment to carry more brands than anyone else, so you can see the whole range of audio-video products in one place and make side-by-side comparisons to determine which one is the right one. And what does this incredible selection cost you? Absolutely nothing. This is Dave Workman, President and CEO of Ultimate Electronics, where you'll always experience more without paying more.
Stop in today during our Big Blue store-wide sale and take advantage of 15-month no-interest.
Restrictions and other monthly charges apply. Phone price before $20 mail-in rebate is $19.99. Two-year service agreement required. Coverage is not available in all areas. See coverage map at stores for details.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket. Ticket Ticker!
The Stars are 6-0-1 on their eight-game homestand. They beat the Flames last night 5-1. Mike Modano explains their past success.
We're certainly feeling a lot better about ourselves than we had in the first couple months of the year, I think. You know, we're having fun coming to the rink, having fun playing the games, finding different ways to win. Like I said, we're getting some good play from a lot of guys.
Stars play San Jose Sunday at 3 to finish the homestand. The Mavericks have dropped two in a row after their 113-100 loss to San Antonio. Both Michael Finley and Don Nelson were ejected after arguing a technical foul that said Finley elbowed Bruce Bowen. Mavs take on Houston tomorrow. And the Desperados play the Grand Rapids Rampage at 7:30 tonight. Pregame starts at 7:15 right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Get a grip and register for the 6th Annual One Club Tournament. Deadline for entries March 26th, so hit theticket.com now and reserve your spot. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:32 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. Uncomfortable situation. P1 Todd shares with us this story.
Well, I think there's a penny in there.
Hey, Corby?
Hey, we're doing a show.
Yeah, we're on, buddy. Corby's on the phone. Hang up the phone.
Hang on, I gotta go. We're back on the air. I'll call you right back. We're on the air. I think there is a penny in there, yeah, but I'll call
what?
In the garbage disposal?
I think
penny
so.
Loafers?
Yeah.
How did a penny get in the
garbage? No, I don't know. I'm just saying. I don't know. I got to go. We're really on the air.
Okay. What?
I love you.
Are you talking to your wife?
Yeah.
Why doesn't she understand the on-air thing? I've got to go. We're on the air. Well, but, hey, one more thing. I just found out.
Well, she probably...
Do you have any cheese up there?
She probably thinks that, that he's just saying that to get rid of her. She doesn't believe him that he really is on the air.
Right.
Okay, so P1 Todd shares this story. It happened to him...
Hey, Todd.
He works at a large office complex in North Dallas. He says, everything starts out normal. I go into the restroom, go into one of the two available stalls, and have a seat. Shortly thereafter, one of the building maintenance men enters the restroom, no big deal, I think, until I hear him setting up a ladder in the stall right next to me. He then climbs up the ladder and begins removing the light fixture above the stall to replace the bulb.
So he can see over to the other stall.
Right. The ceiling in the restroom was probably 6 feet above the top of the stall, so the vantage point he had from his ladder afforded him an unobstructed view of me. Feeling very insecure about all this, I just sat there, silent and motionless. Getting up and leaving was not an option, as I had already begun what I had gone in there to do.
Right, and you don't want to go through the paper process.
But I sure as heck wasn't going to tidy up with this guy watching me.
Okay, wait. At that moment, I say, dude.
Yeah, I would say, hey, do you mind until I'm done?
Give me a minute. You say something. Go ahead.
Changing one light bulb couldn't take too long, so I decided to wait him out. This guy obviously chose not to confront.
You know, and if I'm the maintenance guy and I climb up the ladder and I see somebody in the stall, I'll be like, oh, hey, sorry.
Yeah, why does he want to be involved in that updraft?
Can I get a mercy flush down there?
Finally, he replaces the light fixture and starts down the ladder. Only instead of folding up his ladder and exiting the stall, he moves the ladder over until it is touching the wall between his stall and mine. So it's touching the common stall partition. He then climbs back up the ladder and, you guessed it, he reaches over and begins removing the light fixture above my stall.
You're hanging over him?
Right. At this point, I look up into his smiling face and was greeted with a very nice, good morning, sir.
Just nothing's wrong.
Maintenance man just bids him good morning.
Doing your business, huh?
More motionless silence ensued, and he finally left with his ladder. He was so good-natured that I didn't want to complain to the building management and get him fired, so I forgot about it. Let me know what you guys think about this.
So wrong on two fronts. A, speak up. B, that idiot should not be doing that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
that's a violation.
That is a violation of that guy's personal space. When he's hanging over
hey.
Him, grabbing the top of the partition wall and kind of leaning
right.
over.
What if he would reach down and said, hey, can I shake your hand? Good morning to you, sir.
What if he had dropped the bulb in the guy's
yeah.
hand?
Oh, hey, you hand me that?
Uh-oh. Can you wipe it off?
Gross. But that guy should have said something.
You know,
okay, do you fear, because yeah, I know you're the exact same way because we've talked about this. I won't do that if someone else is in the bathroom. I won't go in there at all.
Right.
You know, I'll just avoid it. And
I'll just go in. I'll check out the scene. If one of the stalls is occupied, I'll just wash my hands and check back later.
Yeah. But
did you find anyone in there that just about 5 minutes ago, Corby?
No.
I don't like the just the uncomfortableness of sitting next to someone in the stall next to you.
Okay, that's my point. So this guy who's setting up his ladder and doing his work, doesn't he feel that way? Isn't there that uncomfortable feeling? Or to some people, is that just like, well, I was in the Marines for 20 years. I mean,
hey, man, we're no stalls there.
Yeah, there were no walls or nothing. Do some people feel that way?
Yeah, I guess.
That is shocking to me.
Hey, that goes along with there's some marriages that are that way.
You know what? Sometimes when I am in the stall, at, say at the office, and somebody comes in to, you know, just visit the upright mechanism.
You try to be silent?
Yeah, I cease operations. I go into silent mode.
Sure you do.
Like a submarine. We just...
You know... And I don't...
Fung.
You do a crazy Charlie. What is it? Crazy Ivan?
Yeah.
Was that maneuver in Hunt for Red October? The crazy Ivan where they shut off the engine and do a turn real quick?
Do the Ivan.
There is a...
But yeah, I go into a total clinch.
This has happened to me several times up here in our office. I'll be in the restroom, like, washing my hands. And somebody, not from the programming side, but somebody from the sales side, will come in and say, "Hey, Gordon, how you doing?" You know, so on and so on.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know.
I do.
Then they go into a stall, and all hell breaks loose in that stall. And I always wonder, why isn't this guy a little more modest? I mean, he makes a production of announcing himself.
And hey, how's it going? I'm just going in here.
Yeah, and then you hear all kinds of human hell being released.
Man, people are weird.
And then they'll come out of the stall. I've had it happen before where I've been washing my hands and there was someone already in the stall when I got in there. And he'll come out of the stall and come to the sink next to me and just start talking to me. And
I'll wait. I'll
right.
wait it out. I will wait. If I have to, I will wait in that bathroom for hours to the point where I'm going to get fired. But I'll wait.
You know, part of my social retardation with girls, whenever I would start dating a girl, you know, of course, you're never going to do the main thing at a girl's apartment or at your apartment when she's over there. But I couldn't even do
the first thing.
Yeah, just the regular one. For fear that they would hear me.
Yeah. Anyway, so what were we talking about? Oh, that was the uncomfortable story. All right, uncomfortable situation number two. Contributed by Greg in Plano. Another one of life's awkward moments. You leave some event with other people, and as you approach the first traffic light, you look over and see someone who you just saw at the event in the lane beside you. Do you feel, A, obligated to look over and give them a quick, cocky head jerk up and down acknowledgement, B, make some goofy face, or C, avoid eye contact at all costs?
Avoid eye contact.
You just pretend like you don't even know that your friend's right beside you in the lane next to you.
Right.
Then, in spite of your best NASCAR maneuvers to rearrange the traffic order before the next light... You realize that you're about to be beside them again. Let's say that you've already acknowledged them at the previous light. Do you stop a full car length back, leaving an empty slot between you and the car in front of you, just so you won't have to pull up and have eye contact with them again?
You don't have to do the full car length, but you can try and stagger yourself so maybe you're even with their rear window.
I mean, that's happened before.
Don't all these situations point out about how we just don't, we're all socially uncomfortable.
Okay, but I think in that situation, at the first light, a head nod. Not a real cocky, you know, what's up, but just, you know, hey.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's your obligation is done. Second light, third light, however many lights there are, you don't have to acknowledge
it. Okay, let's make a pact because it will happen at some point in the future. You and I will be leaving the studio.
Right.
Getting in our cars at the
uh-huh.
exact same time
uh-huh.
and traveling the same direction.
This happens to Craig and I all the time. Right down there at that Maple intersection.
Yes.
And the first intersection we go through, and we stop at the light, we do some shtick, someone puts on their hazards, tries to cut in front of the other one, you do some funny stuff, and then the next one, we pretend like we've never known each other in the history of our lives.
You're sweating, you're holding the steering wheel as hard as you can.
Into our faces, and one of us always will pretend there's something in the passenger seat, you know, if you're on the outside lane, and, oh, I have to look over here, and I'm not even near being able to see where you are.
Right. Let's make a pact. We don't have to do any shtick.
Okay.
There are no jokes.
Okay.
Don't call me.
Done that? I've never been guilty of that one.
Don't do anything.
You call more than anyone else.
Just don't look. Just
okay.
Sweat.
I think that you can look at each other, but no head nod or anything. You can just look.
You know what you'll
then
do?
Then turn back.
It'll be shtick, though. You'll look, and you'll look like you're getting ready to cry or something, you know, and then I'll have to make a funny face.
Yeah, and then I'll make another funny face, yeah. And you make one, and hopefully the light will turn.
I do that with Danny all the time when we leave. and I don't want to be around him. I don't want to be near his car. I hate that.
Matt, you're on Sports Radio 13th in the ticket.
Gordon, it's not your fault. He drugged you, and you clearly took home more than just a sore sphincter that morning. He took on some...
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 13th in the ticket.
Yeah, one of my Canadian co-workers, I'm washing my hands, walking out of the bathroom. He's walking in, asked me a question, and I assumed one question was plenty, so I'm starting to head out. He goes into the stall and continues the conversation while he's doing his
business. That's so wrong.
Finishes up, comes out, still talking, washes his hands, and I'm just standing at the door.
One of the greatest stories never told on the air is similar to that, and it happened between two people up here, two on-air people.
You and Norm?
About one guy's right. Norm, it happened to him way before the ticket ever came on the air, and they were put in that situation. They were talking in a hallway, and they go into the bathroom together. And one guy goes in there and continues the conversation while...
Yeah, that's just not right.
Yeah. Matter of fact, he called the other guy, and he's like, well, wait, you can come on in here. Norm.
What voice is that? What? I don't understand. Hey, I've seen people... Apparently everyone thinks there's some sort of code of secrecy in the men's rooms. Because I've seen people come out of stalls, I'm washing my hands, right? I'll be at the sink or the mirror or something, putting on my makeup. Guy comes out of the stall, looks in the mirror right next to me, tucks in his, you know, his suit shirt or his button-down shirt and everything, looks at his hair, talks to me, asks me a few things, jokes around me, whatever, and then walks out the door. Never getting near the sink.
Patting you on the back.
From a stall. And it's like I'm sworn to secrecy, hey, because it happened in this room, right? Hey, no, hey, Gordon. Hey.
Why is someone Latvian talking to you?
I don't know. All right, enough of this. Dave, you've got a story that has to be told next.
Yes, the
very...
oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to think of a way to put it. The very underutilized...
You haven't spoken in the past 5 minutes. I figured you were working on it.
The very underutilized
oral... What were you doing over there?
I was reading the story.
Tutor?
They're underutilized what?
Oral defense.
This is the ticket. Established in 1994 as Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station. The little ticket delivers breaking sports news first, guaranteed. We talk about our teams in our town. We live here. We work here. We hang out with you. We party with you. We identify hot girls on TV and hire ticket chicks to make your listening more pleasurable. Yeah, we love sports. Sports is our business. But we're really just a bunch of guys who couldn't get any other jobs. So, this is what we do. Thanks for listening to the one and only Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, it's Big Dick. I'm the Bass Pro Shop at Bass Pro Drive and 121 in Grapevine, and we've got free fried catfish here, so you need to come by and get that. Actually, way more than just fried catfish. Cooking demonstrations going on courtesy of Chef Bonnell from Bonnell's Texas Fine Cuisine. Also, speakers, seminars, and tank demos on fishing by the pros going on out here, and you can tell they're professionals because they have the fishing jerseys on. Also, since last year, they have added a fine gun room and gunsmith over in the hunting department, so you can come out here and check that out, as well as outdoor sidewalk sales on big savings, including a 1999 Quantum Graphite matched combo. When you come see me, Big Dick, and the rest of the ticket crew would all...
E-Break.
Why am I getting nervous about hearing this?
I walk in here, hear the mini.
I'm anxious to see how this works.
Shut up! Thank you. So,
wow, I guess we are doing the Rick show. We can't talk over here. We're doing a talk
I'm
show.
I'm trying to get this thing done. That's all.
Floor is yours, King.
You've been beating him down for the story for 24 hours. Now you won't let him tell it.
Well, we're doing a show here.
I don't think you guys understand what we do
fine.
Here.
Okay,
I think we all talk like we're all sitting around talking, okay? It's a talk show. People talk. We have questions. We have concerns. You can tell your story.
Yeah.
But you can allow us to talk as well, right?
Right. But if we were...
This isn't class. We don't have to raise our hand to you, do we?
No, not at all. But if we were in a discussion at a table, I would say, hey, will you be quiet for a second? Do you want me to tell it? That's all.
Four's yours, King.
On the ticket.
Oh, baby.
What's the matter, Dan?
I'm just happy.
It's for this year's NBA playoffs.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years or older and U.S. resident. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends March 31st, 2004. See in store for details.
I'm Layla. There's drama in the Pacific Division. Next on the Pacific Division.
For bold and fresh flavors bring you to the Outback Steakhouse, where you can experience our succulent ribs on the barbie and coconut shrimp.
Let's go down to the Outback Steakhouse, bold and fresh.
There it is. Every Sunday, you open the paper and you see an ad for laser vision correction at an unbelievable price. Too good to be true? Well, in some cases, yes. Let's say you have a surgeon with little experience. To gain that experience, he needs patients, therefore offers a low, low price. Don't be someone's guinea pig. Call on proven experience. Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, 214-328-0444. Dr. William Booth has performed almost 50,000 successful LASIK procedures and is one of the most experienced Intralase surgeons in the world. Combine Dr. Booth's experience with the improved safety and precision of Intralase, that's LASIK without the blade, and the improved results and accuracy of the Wavefront guided treatments, and you've got first-class vision correction. Now that's hard to beat at any price. Call 214-328-0444 today to schedule your free screening. Great vision with a 20/20 guarantee or it's free. Best at Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. 214-328-0444.
Support by SBC Internet Services. Content by Yahoo. Taxes, optional installation, and shipping and handling extra. See sbc.com/sbcyahoo for terms and details.
This is the ticket. Ticket ticker.
With the Stars 5-1 win over Calgary, they are now 4 points within the lead of the Pacific Division. San Jose lost last night, but Stu Barnes says they have to look out.
Tonight was a little bit different, but then again, they're a team that won three in a row and playing hard. And you know, if we didn't play hard, they were going to beat. They could beat us. We can't afford to give up any points. So to have a bit of a cushion was nice to play with that.
The Stars and the Sharks play on Sunday to finish out the Stars' 8-game homestand. Mavericks have lost 2 games in a row. After losing to Minnesota, they get edged out by the Spurs 113-100. Mavs did cut a 26-point lead to only 5 before losing. Michael Finley and Don Nelson were both ejected after arguing a technical foul on Bruce Bowen. And there are some college basketball games about to tip off. They start at noon with TCU and UAB. At 12:30, you've got Baylor playing at Oklahoma. Texas Tech playing host to Iowa State, and A&M takes on Oklahoma State. At 3, Nebraska visits Colorado. 4 o'clock, you've got Texas taking on K-State. And at 5, Rice visits SMU. Our next ticket ticker is at 12:10 with Tommy Daniels. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant weekends on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We haven't gone to bed with any ugly women, but we sure woke up with a few.
It's 11:52 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Rant wrapping up. Now, next week, everyone please mark this on your calendar, in your day runner. People still carry day runners? Or is it all Pazom? It's not even Pazom anymore. They're all pocket PCs and stuff.
I carry none of that. I carry a pen and an old piece of paper.
You know, I've got a Palm 3-something. It's old now. But it's great for just as a Rolodex. I mean,
do you use it?
Yeah, and I use the Palm desktop calendar thing just to mark things down because I'm horrible about remembering anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone calls up, hey, Gordon, can you, you know, whatever, call our charity bingo thing on this date, I immediately just entered into that where I'll at least have some record of it. Otherwise, I would never remember anything.
I got a new phone that has a built-in calendar.
Do you use it?
Yeah, because I'd never used the daytime or never had a Palm and always would forget stuff.
So. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's pretty cool because you can set the reminders, you know, come up and alarm either an hour before or the day before
right.
or whatever.
Well, anyway, set the next Saturday in your Palm, you the great 3-1, if you do have one of those, because The Rant is doing a special show. It's our St. Patrick's Day show, and we're doing it out on location. Hopefully we'll have great weather. From 10 to noon, we'll be on the roof of Sands Blue Note.
We'll be watching the Lower Greenville St. Patty's Day Parade go by.
St. Patty's Day Parade. It's an annual tradition to have it every St. Patrick's Day here in Dallas.
Actually, St. Patrick's Day is
Wednesday, I think.
Thursday?
Is it?
But they always do the parade the weekend, right?
The weekend prior.
Before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be kind of anticlimactic to have it the weekend after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
Hmm.
So everyone needs to make it out to that.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
It's going to be fun. We're going to be on the roof of Sands Blue Note. Now, that's on Lower Greenville, and that's in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
I've been... You know, every time I've been down there, I've been down there, I think, when I was in high school, and then once in right after college.
You're in the same MAPSCO grid.
Right. As Sands, you really should be more familiar with it than you are now.
Where do you live, Corby?
Pretty close to you.
Where does Dave live?
Pretty close to both of you.
Right between us, right in the middle.
Where does Craig live?
Right over there. Same place. We're all together. You should make an effort to hang out more.
I didn't know you guys lived in South Arlington with me.
We're the Tickets East Dallas Posse.
We're all SOMO? Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh.
What does that stand for?
Ask Corby. He invented it.
South of Mockingbird.
I'm so pretentious. So pretentious. All right. Anyway. So that'll be fun. Now, I won't be able to make it. As I announced earlier in the show, I am suffering from an addiction to painkillers as a result of some back surgery I had a couple years ago. And, I mean, it had gotten so bad, I was having my Mexican maid go and buy 4,000 pills at a time in a cigar box. And so I'm going to go into rehab for the next week and a half.
And P1s can visit you, which is great.
Yeah. I'll be at Rolling Hills Rehab.
That's a golf course in Arlington.
Sounds like a rehab center. I'll be at Promises in Arizona. Isn't that
Sunny
a popular
Meadows.
Promises in Malibu.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's the Matthew Perry rich person. No, you'll fit right in.
Promises. What's the one that Rush Limbaugh went to?
Betty Ford?
I don't know. I don't know what the name of it is. That was weird. Don't you wonder if he's kicked it? Because all those experts said, man, it takes like a year in rehab to kick this, and he was gone for 4 weeks or 5 weeks.
I don't care about him. I care about Dave's story.
Okay. Go ahead, David.
All right. We have a couple of sexual quick hits to end the show today.
Okay.
First of all, this is very good news for us.
Oh, by the way, I need to quick hit something.
Okay.
A congratulations, a shout-out to a friend of mine who's had a baby. At the age of 40, he finally has his first kid.
How old is his wife?
Younger, like 30.
Oh, good.
Doug and Cindy Baxter had given birth to a baby boy, and Doug's an old, long-time friend of mine.
He's one of your band guys?
Yeah, he was in the Hemingways with
yeah.
me.
Yeah, I know Doug.
And, he had a mullet?
Still does. Still does have a mullet. Anyway, and you know what? And when I got in a band with him, I think I was 18 or 19, and he was 25 or 26. And I thought that was older than dirt.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing with your life?
Like, gosh, man, how can you still even want to play music at that age?
You're done.
You should be dead.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so congratulations to Doug and Cindy. Go ahead, Dave. These sexual quick hits are dedicated to the new baby boy of Doug and Cindy Baxter.
Okay. All three of us are married.
Some of us more than others.
True. Well, this is good news for us. This German psychologist, Dr. Michael Mary, he has done years of research as a sex therapist in Berlin. And he says that long-term relationships and good sex are an impossible combination.
I knew it.
He says, trying to continue having satisfying sex in an exclusive relationship is futile. This is a quote.
Futile or futile?
Futile.
Okay.
Futile, whichever. Isn't it both?
I thought you meant like feudal, as in the feudal system of landowners and...
No, futile.
Okay.
Like, pointless.
Okay.
This is a quote. It's impossible to get everything together, to have trust and harmony, and at the same time, the level of passion and desire one experiences on the first day simply doesn't exist.
Wow, he has a pretty good American accent.
So his recipe for getting your boring love life going again?
Mm-hmm. Cheat.
Cheat on your partner.
For real?
Mm-hmm. He says, it's better just to accept living with the discrepancy between sexual desire and long-term love, that people should just accept the fact that, hey, we're in love, but we don't always have to have sex with each other.
I wonder if society will ever come to that. Not in our lifetime, but eventually.
Hey, it's very European. There's a lot of people over there that do that.
When it's not considered cheating, where you both say, like, you know what, I do love you, but...
There's a lot of people that do that.
Go ahead and do whatever you need.
Say, hey, about the physical stuff, do whatever you want to do physically, but just make sure you're committed to me.
Yeah, make sure you're home by 8 and cook dinner.
Mm-hmm. Could you handle your wife doing that? All right, first answer this question. Could you handle doing that? Can you separate it enough to just have sex with a girl and not fall in love with her?
I'm too ingrained in the, I guess...
Old-fashioned way?
Kind of the Judeo-Christian...
The puritanical.
Puritanical American repressed sexual thing.
Yeah, it would...
You would end up falling in love is what you're saying,
yeah.
Dave.
It would grind on you mentally.
Hey, quickly, I got to get to the oral defense.
Okay, yeah.
This woman is charged with causing a fatal car crash in Connecticut.
Yes, I could do that. I've decided yes.
They say that she was driving.
I can too.
She was driving and her passenger, a 33-year-old guy, was thrown from the car from the passenger seat and died, and she's been charged with manslaughter and his death.
Yeah, they claim she was driving. She claims no, she wasn't driving because
she was performing
something on the man while
the man,
he was driving.
And he was driving.
And when
they found the body, his pants were down. Yeah, he was thrown from the car and his pants were at his ankles. And prosecutors have dismissed her claim, saying his pants could have been down because he was mooning a car that he was drag racing. His pants could have been down because he was urinating out the window. His pants could have been down because he wasn't feeling well.
That is the most confusing one, the third one.
Feeling well.
When you're not feeling well, do you just leave your pants down?
Well, what about the second one? How many people urinate out the window?
Nobody. And no one moons when you're drag racing.
Oh, look at that! Woo!
Her explanation is much more logical. All right, thanks to everyone involved in this. Thanks to Jason and Layla, Corby and Dave. I'm Gordon Keith. I love you.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is KTDK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sherman-Denison, and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday, with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests, and up to the second information on the biggest sports events of the day, plus our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
1201 Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, I'm Rich Phillips.
Hey, good afternoon, Rich. Kevin Scott here.
And standing next to you is our special correspondent, Corby Davidson.
Good morning, Rich.
It's afternoon, but how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on your show.
Sure, thanks for being here.
Did you go to hockey practice yesterday?
No, I did not.
I hear our goalie was okay.
Oh, really?
She showed up at the Musers practice, and they killed her.
Oh, boy. Good. I like to hear that. Charity Challenge on Ice coming up. What is it, about 3 weeks away now?
All right, there's sport for the day.
There you go.
Thanks for joining us.
See ya. Get the hell out of here.
Corby Davidson from the hard line.
It is 12:01 on The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday. Rich Phillips and Kevin Scott with you until 6 o'clock this afternoon. We've got lots of guests for you. We're hoping that sometime in this 12 o'clock hour, maybe at 12:30, we're hoping to line up with Bill Walton. Now, last week he had a last-minute conflict come up with a plane flight. And so he called and said, look, you wanted to do something this week. We were hoping to talk to him before the show and air it for you, but he's been in a meeting all morning. So we're hoping to talk to Bill Walton maybe around 12:30. Let's hope.
We're going to stay fluid.
We'll be very fluid. And hey, the one promising thing is that he called us last week when he was going to have to cancel. So if he feels some sort of responsibility to call when he cancels, I would imagine he'll feel some sort of responsibility to call in after his meeting. So
and he's his own booking department, which is unusual.
It is.
We hope to talk to him at some point, and I'm sure he might elicit some hot sports opinions from listeners, and listeners could let us know, because we have our segment we debuted last week, Tell Those Idiots, at 5:30 today, and all throughout the show, if you hear us say something stupid, something wrong, an opinion you don't like, let us know by either emailing us at TicketSportsSaturday@theticket.com. Get all those S's in there, TicketSportsSaturday@theticket.com, or you can call the crap phone at 214-523-CRAP. That's 523-2727, and leave us a voicemail to tell those idiots what you think. Tell us idiots what you think, and at 5:30, we'll listen back to some voicemails and read some emails.
If you want a fact, you're kind of out of luck, because I think we covered our bases, because the emails that we got, they're from dudes at work, which you would expect. You got to work. Some guys have to work on the weekend.
Hey, look at us.
Hey.